Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Lou Malieno. Dead little girls shot in the head execution style. It doesn't get much more horrific than that. And now the question in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania this evening. What could have happened 20 years ago that would so drive a man to do something so horrific? KYW reporter Tony Hansen says the drama unfolded at a little one-room schoolhouse in Pennsylvania's Amish country.
According to state police, the gunman went in there this morning armed with a handgun and a shotgun, went into the school, let the boys go, targeted the girls. They were bound with wire and flex cuffs, plastic handcuffs, and then as state police arrived on the scene and closed in, they were trying to make contact with the suspect inside. They heard gunfire. All of the females inside shot. Apparently an attempt at execution-style slayings on every one of the children, the dead and the injured, many of them shot in the head.
The gunman told his wife it was revenge for something 20 years ago. A family spokesman read a letter from the gunman's wife.
Our hearts are broken, our lives are shattered, and we grieve for the innocents and lives that were lost today.
She asked for prayers and said the man who did this wasn't the man she knew. Leadership on Capitol Hill is putting a lot of distance between it and former Congressman Mark Foley, House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
Anyone who had knowledge of these instant messages should have turned them over to authorities immediately so that kids could be protected.
But CBS News correspondent Bob Foss says that's not cutting it for Democrats.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi is demanding that top House Republicans be investigated and questioned under oath. She says parents across America have a right to know, quote, how could Republican leaders choose partisan politics over protecting children? And the only Democrat on the three-member panel that oversees House pages is furious, too. He says Republicans knew about suspicious emails from Congressman Foley last year and never told him.
It was the revelation of intimate emails from Foley to teen pages that led to his resignation, now an ongoing investigation. Not since a lot of the country was shoveling snow, says CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick, as the price of gasoline been this low.
There's more relief at the pump for many of us. The government says the price of gas has now fallen to its lowest level since February. On average, we're paying about $2.31 a gallon. That's nearly 7 cents less than last week and more than 60 cents lower than a year ago.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll pop star George Michael, the poster child for excess, has been found again. CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
Oh, no. Not again.
George Michael, there he is again, leading with that story.
For the fourth time in 8 months, George Michael and his car are in the news. This time, London police reportedly found him slumped behind the wheel at a traffic light. He was arrested for possession of a small amount of cannabis. His live-in partner will say only that Michael has nothing to say. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Heavy trading, the Dow down 9, the Nasdaq down 20. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
This is something you'll never get drivers to agree on. Who has the worst roads? In Los Angeles, Vita Sophronica says he has proof.
Nationally, rough roads cost the average driver $383 in maintenance costs each year. In Los Angeles, bumps and potholes citywide are costing drivers nearly twice that amount, $693, according to a report released by the Road Improvement Project, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit group. That ranks Los Angeles second worst in the country, right behind only San Jose. His driver blames trucks.
There's a lot of bumps. There's a lot of traffic on the big trucks in this place. There's a lot of bumps and holes in the roads.
L.A. officials do admit to a lack of money for street repair over decades is the real problem. The city has about 6,500 miles of streets.
ATMs are bolted down and they're heavy. But at the Bank of America branch in Mesa, Arizona, the thieves knew this. That's why they stole a forklift to rip it up. I'm Lou Milligano, CBS News.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Okay, class, it's rollback season, which means we get to make
piggy banks!
Who remembers why we make piggy banks?
Because rollback season is about saving on the things we need.
Now, are there a lot of reasons?
10,000.
No way!
It is 10,000.
Miss Russell, is that true?
Yes, Maddie, it's true.
Okay, I've got some questions about the Tooth Fairy.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
Collins! Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, our first Monday broadcast in October. I'm glad to have you listening wherever you happen to be. My hat's off to our brand new station, KBBR, Talk Radio 1340 in Coos Bay, Oregon.
Searching for light in the darkness of
We've got a lot to talk about on the PBC show today, and as always, we open up the phone lines through the entire broadcast for you to participate, so don't be shy. You can call us, and we pay for the call, toll-free, 888-573-8372, and it spells 888-5-PETER-B. You can also email me. My email address is peter@peterbcollins.com. Coming up in about a half an hour, Paul Rykoff returns to our program, the founder of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. We're going to talk about the sordid legislation that passed out of the House and Senate last week. I've called it the Joe Stalin Torture Detention and Kangaroo Court Act of 2006. We're also going to take a look at some political issues. California's Clean Money Initiative, Prop 89. We'll talk about that next hour. We're also going to zero in on a recent controversy in Coos Bay, North Bend, Oregon, where there is a proposal to install a liquid natural gas facility and a pipeline inland. We're going to talk about that with Rory Cox of Pacific Environment, who tells us that the LNG operators are trying to find a place along the coast, and they're making proposals up and down the Pacific coast to find a community that is vulnerable and will accept their offers. Pretty interesting stuff. And in our third and final hour, as usual, we open up the phones just to talk to you. We call it the Free Speech Zone. We take your calls on any subject, from any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice. And I have to thank the folks at Bicoastal Media, Mike O'Brien, Ken Dennis, and the entire crew at KBBR in Coos Bay, Oregon, because I was on that station once before in 2004 for about a minute and a half, and then our plans changed, and, well, now I'm back. And I just want to thank them for the second opportunity, and I want to thank the listeners in Coos Bay. I hope you'll indulge us and participate in the Peter B. Collins Show. Now, that is a signal achievement for us. The other thing that's very interesting, this program originates not from some big radio station complex, but from my little office at a secret, undisclosed location near San Francisco. I'll just say that. And today at lunchtime, I sauntered around the corner to my favorite little spot, and when I returned, about a block from my office and studio, is a large white van with smoked windows You know, that smoky black glass that you can't see into? And it has a couple of bizarre antennae on the roof. So I inspected a little more closely. It is a government van. It has federal license plates with the initials DHS on them. That would be the Department of Homeland Security. And if they're watching us with extra special attention today, what a waste of taxpayer dollars. But hey, bring it on. Jameson Foser is one of the folks at Media Matters for America who monitors the media and looks for some of the errors of their ways. Jamo, welcome to the program today.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
We may be receiving special attention not just from the NSA, but also from DHS.
Well, we've come to expect that now, haven't we?
Yes, we will speak loudly and distinctly. Well, it has been quite a week, and I want to talk about the Mark Foley scandal. But first up, I want to tell you that I was so disappointed, particularly in the broadcast media last week, because I think that the legislation that I refer to as the Joe Stalin Torture Detention and Kangaroo Court Act is one of the most important pieces and, you know, one of the biggest steps backward for our government and our nation in a long, long time. And so I got home on Thursday night as the Senate was voting on this, and I flipped on the Chris Matthews Hardball Show, where I can expect breaking coverage on the important issues of the day. And they spent the whole hour talking about George Allen, Makaka, and his late-breaking Jewish mother. And I was just so insulted because, hey, that's a news story. It's worth 15 minutes. And they spent the whole hour talking about it. Nary a word was mentioned about, again, what I consider to be one of the negative landmark pieces of legislation in my lifetime.
You know, Peter, it's unfortunate that we've come to expect that at this point, but I'm listening to you say that, and honestly, I'm not surprised. The week before, the Washington Post broke a story about the fact that the United States government had spirited a Canadian citizen who never did anything to anybody off to Syria, where he was beaten and kept in a coffin-sized room for 18 months. And the networks didn't cover it. NBC showed us on their nightly news broadcast pictures of pandas instead. At least Chris Matthews was talking about something a little bit more relevant than that. But, he got some attention a week or two ago when he was on Imus's show and complained about the fact that Iraq doesn't get more attention from the media and how, it's too bad that everybody's just sort of agreed to not pay them any attention anymore. This guy has a television show. And if he thinks that serious issues like Iraq or like the bill that was voted on last week or anything else deserve more attention, he has a television show, and he could talk a little bit less about Hillary Clinton and George Allen's mother and a little bit more about our decision to repeal habeas corpus.
Yeah. Well, I ran into Chris. I've known him since he was a print journalist. We're not in close contact now that he's a big TV star. But I saw him about 2 years ago at an event and chatted him up, and I commented on the selection of guests on his show, and he shortcut the conversation by saying, oh, I don't get involved with that anymore. So his guests are selected for him, and at least if his comment to me is to be believed, he has no input in the selection of the guests from the right and the center-right who he interviews on the show. Last week, he had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on to talk about RFK's articles about stolen elections, and they didn't even announce that he was going to be on the show. You know, at the beginning of the show, they say, well, we got Catherine Harris and we got John Boehner. They were both on the same program with RFK, and he didn't mention that RFK was coming up.
Maybe you didn't know yet.
Well, that doesn't wash because they're two feeds of Hardball. I record them both and I watch them, and the same thing happened in both feeds. So let's turn now to the controversy over Mark Foley, the congressman from Florida. And this unraveled rather quickly. The first reporting on television was Thursday night on ABC. But as you point out at MediaMatters.org, this information was floating around for a while, and ABC's online publication, The Note, apparently had it before they put it on television.
Well, this whole story has been pretty incredible. ABC has really taken the lead in reporting a lot of this stuff. One of the things that the Note reported today that I thought was interesting was they reported on a meeting that Dennis Hastert was planning on having and now at this point has had with Jack Chimpkas, who's the Republican congressman from Illinois, who is he's the head of the committee that oversees the Pages. It's mm-hmm. a three-member committee that oversees the Pages. And Hastert was going to have a meeting with Chimpkas to basically talk about next steps to try to keep these pages safe from things happening like what happened with Mark Foley. And what the ABC didn't mention, but what seemed to be a rather obvious point, was why is Dennis Hastert having this meeting only with another Republican? That's kind of what's gotten him in some of this mess in the first place. We know that Republican leaders like Hastert and Tom Reynolds, who's the head of the Republican Campaign Committee, and Jack Chimpkas, and John Boehner, were aware of this Foley situation months ago, maybe even a year ago. And we know that they kept it quiet, and we know they kept it from the rest of the Page board. They kept it from the only Democrat who sits on the Page board, and they kept it from the rest of the House, and they kept it confined to the Republican Party. So it was just bizarre to see them continuing to do that today, and even more bizarre to see ABC's The Note not make mention of that. And The Note, for people who aren't familiar with it, is the insider D.C. Little tip sheet that is the brainchild of Mark Halperin, who's the political director of ABC News and mm-hmm. has a new book out and is as influential as you get in D.C. journalism. And they, faced with this pretty obvious problem, didn't make any mention of it and didn't understand what was wrong with that.
Yeah. Melanie Sloan, who's the executive director of CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, she's a regular on our Tuesday program, and she'll be with us tomorrow. But she held an online phone teleconference for reporters today, and she said that she first got this information in July 21st, and she delivered it to the FBI, got confirmation that the FBI had received it, and apparently nothing was done. And now the FBI is saying, oh, we're going to launch an investigation.
Yeah, that's really incredible that they would have sat on it for a couple months and not done anything about it. It's unfortunately consistent with the pattern that we've seen out of this administration and this Republican Congress of covering things up. But that fact that CREW gave the FBI these emails back over the summer is important to keep in mind, because we're seeing a lot of conservative commentators on the media, in the media, and a lot of Republicans in Congress suggest that somehow the real people to blame here aren't Dennis Hastert and Tom Reynolds and Mark Foley for covering this up, but they are outside groups who might have had access to these emails but are just springing them out at the last minute as some sort of political stunt. And Hastert even seemed to suggest that there should be an investigation into ABC and how they got the emails and really try to shift some of the blame there. So it's important to remember that CREW says they gave the FBI these emails months ago.
Yep, July 21st.
And it was the FBI that decided not to do anything.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll hear some of the spin on this issue supplied by Newt Gingrich on a very hostile media platform called Fox. That's coming up next as we continue with Jameson J-Mo Foser from Media Matters for America. Got a question or comment? Call me toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. You're listening to The Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hello? Hello? what's in the box. Tell me what's in the box.
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Every Sunday morning at 10, Rock Rollin' Real Estate gives you the best information on first-time homebuyers, 1031 exchanges, investment strategies, exit strategies, and where the next hot real estate markets are. Rock Rollin' Real Estate, where you're buying ahead of the curve. Every Sunday morning at 10.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Palacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820. Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Resistance.
It's the irresistible Peter B. Collins Show, number one with Homeland Security and that truck parked across the street. And don't worry, I'm not paranoid. Curious, not paranoid. We continue our visit with Jameson Jamo Foser from Media Matters for America. If you've never been to their website, it's powerful, and it helps you understand how our media slants, twists, distorts, or just fails to report important issues of the day. They're on the web at mediamatters.org. And Jamo, let's take a quick listen here to the Fox News Channel coverage of Republican Congressman Foley's sudden resignation after the revelation of his intimate emails to teenage male pages.
We always do with the latest news. It now turns out that, as we said, top Republican House leaders knew for months that Congressman Mark Foley sent inappropriate emails to at least one 16-year-old male page. Speaker Gingrich, did House Republican leaders do all they should have?
Well, I think if you look at what they actually knew, which was that the family did not want anyone involved, and the actual notes were relatively innocuous. There was nothing sexual in those notes. They had him counseled. They had him, the head of the PAGE program, Congressman Shimkus, talked to him very directly. And I think they thought it was over. The newest incident only surfaced when ABC News interviewed Foley and he resigned within 2 hours, or I think the House leaders would have moved to expel him.
But during all those months, they left Foley in the House Republican leadership. They left him as the head of the Congressional Caucus dealing with exploited children. No second thoughts about that?
Well, you could have second thoughts about it, but I think had they overly aggressively reacted to the initial round, they would also have been accused of gay bashing.
Oh. I mean,
the original notes had no sexual innuendo, and the parents did not want any...
Oh, JMO, that's priceless.
It is. I don't know if you want to deal with the stupidity or the dishonesty first, but Gingrich did something there that we've seen a few others do, particularly on Fox, which is conflate Foley's interest in and pursuit of minors with a homosexual relationship.
It's indeed.
Suggested,
yep.
That they're synonymous, and we've seen that elsewhere. But the other thing that he did is he's trying to claim that the initial batch of emails that the House leadership was made aware of contains no sexual innuendo, and that's a common line that we're hearing out of the right. It's just not true. In that initial batch of emails that ABC first reported and that what Gingrich is referring to here, Foley said to this page, among other things, that he'd just talked with another page, and that guy seems so mature and old for his age, and he's got a great body, and on things like that. So the notion that first batch of emails was completely innocent.
Yeah, there were exchanges about what kind of underwear you're wearing and a comment of, desire to take them off.
Right, and obviously we know from the later batches that were released and that things were much more explicit than that. But we don't know who saw what and when on those. But that this initial batch that Gingrich and the others are excusing Republicans for not having done anything about, anybody who reads this can see that there was a problem there. And in fact, the page who received these emails thought that there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So for Gingrich to say, hey, it's no big deal, well, that's not what this 16-year-old kid thought when he felt like he was being propositioned.
Yeah. Well, JMO, I want to thank you for joining us today. I know you've got to jump to another event, and we're going to release you at this point. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you very much, Peter. Take care.
Jameson Foser at Media Matters for America. Dave joins us on the line from Humboldt this afternoon. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Peter. We just lost JMO, but in any event, if Benny's got wheels out there today and you start experiencing tech problems, I would be suspicious there's a connection. That would just be me, though. But
well, I had a little email trouble this morning, but I just rebooted the computer, and it seemed to go away.
Mm.
And we should explain for our new listeners in Coos Bay, Oregon, that Benny is the fellow who we imagine has been assigned to monitor my program at the National Security Agency. And every now and then we say hi to Benny and send this annoying noise along just to get him to lift the headphones off his ears. And say, why? Why do I have to listen to the Peter B. Collins show every day?
I want another assignment.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the thought that I would have shared with JMO if he didn't have to escape was, I would be my thinking that if the Republican leadership, Hassard, that if they knew about this Mark Foley almost a year ago and took no action, did nothing, then it didn't seem to be to them something that called for their attention. And I would think that would be a pretty fatal mistake. But then I think, well, we did have a gay hooker in the White House for how long, and whatever happened, nothing. No, it just slid away like it never happened.
Yeah, Jeff Gannon is just, I guess he's at militarystuds.com, and everything's going fine.
Yeah, yep. So I suppose they'll slide through this one, too. But, it would seem to me that would offend their base real bad if the Republican leadership, the third brand in line for the presidency, was saying, no big deal, it doesn't deserve my attention, which, in effect, his actions said.
Mm-hmm.
I understand when he was first questioned on this, he said, I don't remember if I was told about it or not.
Right, yeah. All right, Dave, thank you. Appreciate the call. There's one other very interesting issue that I'll raise in this context. You know about Mark Foley. You know the story surfaced last week and became front page news as of Friday or Saturday. Well, the front page of today's New York Times launches into a lengthy story about Democrat John Murtha of Pennsylvania. And it raises a number of questions about his involvement with what are called earmarks, when they insert special pork barrel deals into legislation, and some hardball politics where he has traded Democratic votes on bad Republican bills in order to strengthen his hand as a dispenser of earmarks. It's a solid story. It's a real concern. And we first talked about this last week with Melanie Sloan of Crew, that there are issues about John Murtha and his ethics. What I find curious is the timing, that the Republicans lost one on Friday, so the Murtha story breaks on Monday. Is that the New York Times sense of being even-handed? Or is that so they can show the administration, oh, we didn't do this to out Foley. We're just being even-handed. The timing is curious, friends. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Coming up next, Paul Rykoff joins us on the PBC Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
Join broadcast journalist Glenn Brooks and the Vibrant Living Network every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. and 11 to 12 p.m. for conversations that invoke creativity, well-being, and compassion. Named as the most knowledgeable voice in the field of holistic health and positive living, Glenn takes your calls and comments right here on KRXA AM 540.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience, who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues, 33 minutes past the hour.
Those who start wars never fight them. Those who fight wars, they never like them. Those who write laws, they can't recite them. And those of us who just fight laws, we live and die them.
But I know they're never gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, it's time. It's time to go home. Don't take our boys away, no. Don't take our girls away, no. Don't take our boys away, no.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show up and down the left coast, our brand new station, Talk Radio 1340 KBBR in Coos Bay, Oregon. You're invited to call the program. Lines are open for you toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. Returning to our show today, Lieutenant Paul Rykoff, one of the founders of IAVA, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Very well, Peter. Thanks for having me on again. It's good to talk to you.
Well, I had to get your thoughts because things are moving so quickly now, and there's so many things going on. First up, tell me what you think about the legislation that passed out of the House and Senate last week. I've renamed it in honor of all the bills that the Bush administration has with the funky Orwell names. The true name should be the Joe Stalin Torture, Detention, and Kangaroo Court Act of 2006. Tell me.
Wow, that's a long one. I get tough to fit on a Chiron and CNN or Fox News, but.
You're probably right about that.
I think it's definitely a step backward, Peter. I wrote an op-ed in the New York Times last week about the subject, and I was pretty opinionated in saying that not only is this a step backward for us morally, but tactically, I think this is really going to make our fight against America's enemies even tougher. Anytime we try to amend the Geneva Conventions, it sends a message to the world that we think we're different. We think we have different standards, and I think that's going to really create a tougher fight for us. It's going to fuel the insurgency. People will join our enemies in thinking that opposing America is a good thing to do. And for our troops on the ground, it's really going to endanger them. If they're captured and our enemies decide not to abide by the Geneva Conventions just like we do, they could be waterboarded, they could be exposed to pop music, they could be experiencing much worse than that. And in a number of ways, I think it's a terrible step backward, and it gives President Bush way too much power and flexibility here.
Well, I agree with you, and you summed it up there in about 45 seconds there beautifully. There's so many issues at play. First and foremost, to see our elected leaders spend the better part of a year dickering over these different methods that I clearly think are torture and saying, well, you know, this is light torture, this is aggressive interrogation. They're splitting hairs, but when you and men and women in uniform are captured by our enemies, those hairs aren't going to be split. They're going to say America tortures, America condones torture, and after the Supreme Court said, the Supreme Court didn't rule on torture, to be fair. They ruled on the detention and the trial policies, and they said the president doesn't have a blank check, but now that Congress has rubber-stamped it, the clear signal is that the beacon of liberty is sending a bright, shining signal that says liberty and torture.
Right. Well, I think it's very important to think about the message that this sends. I've heard many people who maybe are right of center who say, you know what, even if President Bush took a different stance and said, you know what, we're not going to publicly condone torture, even if we're going to do it, don't admit it publicly. I mean, Bush seems to be so narrow-minded at this point that he can't even sell this right. And I think that's really going to endanger our international perspective. And there's another piece here. When I was trained as an officer at the infantry school at Fort Benning, I was taught that one of the main reasons why American troops abide by the Geneva Convention is because when an enemy fighter knows he's going to be treated well by Americans and by U.S. forces if captured, they're more likely to give up. The threat of air conditioning and a hot meal can really force an enemy combatant to drop their weapons and give up. And when we take a stance like this, it really endangers that perspective, and it forces our enemies to fight against us even harder. And I think that's a practical, pragmatic military perspective that I was taught very early on, and I think has often been overlooked in this discussion.
And Paul Rykoff, on this program, we are blessed to have a listener, a fellow named Dr. Phil Butler in the Monterey area. He served more than 6 years at the Hanoi Hilton. He was there longer than John McCain. And he told us, some very powerful first-person accounts. But the bottom line for him was that he was able to withstand torture and never spill anything of substance, because internally, he knew that America was better than that. he knew that America wasn't doing that to North Vietnamese or Viet Cong who were captured by our forces. And that gave him that inner moral strength to face the torture. And he told a story that's humorous now. But he said that they kept pounding him and demanding. They wanted to know the name of the admiral in charge of the Pacific Fleet of the U.S. at that time. And so he finally, you know, pretended that he was going to give in. And he told them, all right, I'll tell you. His name is Dick Tracy.
Right. Right.
And to my knowledge, Phil Butler never spilled anything more substantial than that.
Yeah.
And he also was there to tell us that torture doesn't work.
Yeah.
That, sure, he gave them the name of Dick Tracy. And, of course, Curveball gave us the mobile weapons labs and so much other phony information. That, of course, was a tainted source. I don't think Curveball was actually tortured. But some of the sources that we relied upon for information over the last few years did give us misinformation, and it was done under duress.
Yeah, I think that Mr. Butler understands, like John McCain does, has been very vocal about explaining that, you know, torture is un-American, and torture doesn't work. And we need to understand that, if you put people under this type of stress, they're going to give you whatever you want to hear. And it's very rare that you'll get actionable intelligence. So I think that that's an important point to make in trying to discredit the president's stance that he needs this tool in our arsenal against the war on terror. I think that's ridiculous. And it's also interesting to look at how many combat veterans the president opposed on this. It's not just John McCain, who, you know, very famously has endured, years of torture in Vietnam, but it's also Colin Powell. It's also John Warner, who was a decorated Korea and Vietnam vet. It's also Lindsey Graham, who served in Afghanistan earlier this year and is a JAG in the Air Force Reserve. These are people who understand combat. And I think the president himself continues to demonstrate how he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand combat. And I think he would have understood this issue a little bit more vividly if he himself had actually served in uniform in harm's way.
You know, I do appreciate that particularly Lindsey Graham and John McCain and John Warner worked hard to try to modify some of the extreme positions of the president. And to be fair, they did prevail to a point. But two issues. One is that McCain's amendment to the defense bill last Christmas that Bush signed with a signing statement essentially saying, this is the law and I reserve the right to violate it at will, that remains a prospect when this legislation is signed. And secondly, for those three, McCain, Warner, and Graham, to accept their deal with the White House and then vote against the amendment for habeas corpus and vote in favor of the overall bill suggests to me that they had very narrow concerns and they won a narrow victory that may not last very long.
Well, I think we all lost in the end, and I was disappointed to see that Senator McCain and the other combat vets did eventually cave to the president's push here, and it doesn't seem like it's really much of a compromise. It looks like the president's getting his way again, and I think that's disappointing to us all. And this is really, you know, in many ways a step backward for America, and it's definitely gonna inflict a terrible toll on our war for ideas. We're trying to take the high road here. We're trying to show people that we don't torture and that we are that beacon on the hill, but it's tough when you've got situations like this, and you've got allegations of a massacre at Haditha, and you've got Abu Ghraib, and you've got Guantanamo. It's another log on the fire here, and it's making things very tough for our people around the world, and most importantly, for our people on the ground in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this president just doesn't get it, and it's really become a political issue. I think many of the Republicans were intimidated because it's an election year, and it's another thing that they seem to push through in this do-nothing Congress so they could go back to their districts and campaign for re-election.
We're talking with Lieutenant Paul Rykoff. He is a founder of IAVA, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Their website is IAVA.org. And you can join us on the telephone toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Cindy in Monterey, welcome.
Oh, let's give a shout-out to Beanie. Hi, Beanie.
Oh, Benny.
Beanie.
Why do you... Well,
you don't know if his name is Benny, so I'm guessing it's Beanie.
Okay, fine.
Listen, I have a quote from John W. Gardner. He was a great American educator, and it's rather short.
Okay.
America's greatness has been the greatness of a free people who shared certain moral commitments. Freedom without moral commitments is aimless and promptly self-destructive. So, you know, Bush has probably put his own head in a noose, and Gonzalez can tighten it for him. It's disgusting, Peter.
Well, and it is.
I get so furious.
It's interesting, Cindy, that you put it in, you know, you frame it in a moral context, because this is an administration that on matters of personal sexual behavior claims to be highly moral. But when it comes to the very broad issues of war, human rights, basic human justice, this administration is, you know, in my view, without a moral basis, and it shows more and more all the time.
Well, Cindy, the simplicity with which they call the other side evildoers, the simple face that they put on evil, that's a facade.
Right.
And I have another quote from Gardner. Political extremism involves two prime ingredients: an excessively simple diagnosis of the world's ills and a conviction that there are identifiable villains back of it all. So, you know, it's a losing game when you can't present evidence in a court of law. Magna Carta rules. Bye.
Bye, Cindy. Very interesting comment there, and again, putting the moral frame around it, it appears to work short-term politically, but I don't think it fools very many people, particularly in other parts of the world, Paul Rykoff.
No, I think that's right, and this is, you know, another Band-Aid solution offered by the president that I think will really lead to long-term detriments for our country. And you know, recently he said that this will be the Iraq war and our war on terror will be something for the next president to shoulder. And I think we all know that that's true. And in many ways, we'll be paying for the fallout of this war and this president's decisions for decades. It's not just the president's head in that noose. I think it's all of our heads collectively. The American public has got its head in the noose right now. And you know, everybody said, that, or at least the president has said, that the war on terror or this fight in Iraq is going to be the defining piece of our generation or defining fight of our generation. And I think, honestly, repairing our image after the war on terror and after the Bush administration is going to be the defining fight for our generation in America.
Lieutenant Paul Rykoff from IAVA, that's the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans of America. More coming up in a moment, and your calls and comments are welcome. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or a full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just two blocks from the aquarium. Or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Tell people why it's safe.
Hi, this is Doug Basham reminding you to join me weeknights at 7 here on KRXA. That's Basham Radio weeknights 7 to 10 p.m. right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Politicians may come and go, but for the past 33 years, Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey. Technically proficient, Dr. Turner specializes in listening to every patient's concerns and feelings. And because Dr. Turner cares about you, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112, 831-375-1112, 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner, 375-1112. He listens, he cares.
You've got the Peter B. Collins Show up and down the left coast. My toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B. Love to hear from you, especially if you're one of our new listeners on KBBR in Coos Bay, Oregon. And I've got a gift DVD for the first caller from Coos Bay, North Bend today. 888-5-PETER-B. It's a new number, so I'll say it slowly. 888-573-8372 is the number. And let's see, Gail in Coos Bay dropped me a note. She said, welcome, I'll be listening. Thank you very much, Gail. Good to hear from you. The email address, peter@peterbcollins.com. Hope that's simple enough. We continue now with Lieutenant Paul Rykoff. IAVA.org is the website for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. It is a mouthful. And, Paul, I wanted to get your reaction to the National Intelligence Estimate that was leaked and then partly released by the White House. We still haven't seen the whole thing. But it certainly was stunning to read the information that has been available to policymakers since this spring that shows that, according to the experts, that our presence in Iraq is, in fact, fueling the insurgency and is making things worse.
Well, it's stunning but not surprising. And not only is it fueling the insurgency, it's fueling the global fight against America. And I think that's what really maybe woke some folks up here to understand that this war in Iraq has not made America safer. We put all our eggs in one basket, and that basket's falling apart. We've taken our military and devoted resources that could be going to places like North Korea or Afghanistan and siphoned them off into Iraq. And we're just making more enemies than we can kill every day. We don't have enough bullets in the entire U.S. Army and military's arsenal to be able to kill all the people that are going against us at this point and are continuing to go against us. In my book, Chasing Ghosts, I called it the Gremlins Theory. It's kind of like that 1980s movie Gremlins. When you pour water on Gizmo, they start to multiply. Well, that's what the Bush foreign policy doctrine has done. That's what the war in Iraq has done. And Bush has always said we have to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here.
And what does that mean?
Well, here's the big question, Peter. What if we have to do both? What if we have to do both? He's always said that Iraq is the front line in the war on terror, and that's why we have to devote so many military resources there. Well, I think in many ways a real effective way of challenging Bush on this is illustrating how we've left our back door wide open.
But let's break this down for a minute, because it just infuriates me when I hear Republicans spout these talking points that we're fighting them there so we don't have to fight them over here.
Yeah.
Now, we have created a magnet for opportunists and America haters and jihadists and others. And they weren't in Iraq before we got there, and it's clear that many have migrated there. But that does not preclude Al-Qaeda or anyone else from deploying cells in the United States. And there is no rational connection between the mayhem and chaos that we have delivered to Iraq and the potential for further attacks on our own soil. There's just no connection.
Well, I think it's a faulty assumption to assume that that is the front line, the war on terror, and it's the central piece in the war on terror. I think that anyone, even if whatever we're calling it this week, whether it's the war on terror or something else, but the bottom line is we've got no shortage of enemies right now.
Well, it is the
central...
And
we've got to make America's national defense our first priority. And right now what we've seen is that Iraq continues to weaken our ability to defend the homeland and repel any future enemies. So it's really become Pandora's box, and we've opened so many problems in Iraq, and I think to have a narrow-minded perspective on Iraq is really leaving some other looming threats out of our scope here, and I think it's really dangerous. It's why Afghanistan has continued to go downhill. It's why Korea is trying to flex their muscle. It's why Iran's become such a problem. They all see we're distracted and we're overcommitted to Iraq and we're more vulnerable.
Well, and I was going to characterize it as the central distraction. I don't buy the phrase war on terror. I think that, you know, we need to have a concerted effort to identify and rout and bring to justice those who have plotted against the United States or who have, in fact, injured us in one way or another.
Yeah, but terror is a tactic, not an enemy, Peter.
Right.
And I think that that is a piece of rhetoric that I think has finally started to ring hollow with the American people. You can't fight terror. It's a tactic that some of our enemies are using. But I think what we've really got to start to understand is why are these people fighting us either in Iraq or here at home or wherever it may be, and how do we combat terror? I think how do we combat these enemies? That is the question for our generation. It's not whether or not to fight our enemies. It's how do we do it best? And bombs and bullets are not the only option. Economic investment, microfinance, you know, all these social programmings we can take advantage of are ways to stop people from becoming our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I think ultimately may be more effective in keeping us safe.
Let's take a call. Deborah in Carmel, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show with Lieutenant Paul Rykoff.
Hi there. Lieutenant, when you were in Iraq, what kind of experience, good or bad, did you have with contractors? And before you respond, for the last few weeks, something really started to bug me. We hear about the tragic total, every day increasing, of soldiers who've been killed, died in Iraq. But when was the last time you heard the number of deceased, killed civilian contractors? And so, lo and behold, a few days ago on Anderson Cooper 360, the presenter said nearly 600 civilian contractors have been killed.
That's correct.
To date.
Yeah.
And I don't remember seeing it in print. But anyway, outside of who knows how much money has been given to all these different parties, what was Mr. Rykoff's experience?
Okay, the contractors, Paul.
Terrible. Terrible. I think that this is an unprecedented level of involvement on the part of the contractors. Right now, there are close to 40,000 contractors in Iraq. That's the second largest force on the ground in Iraq, larger than the British, larger than any other allied country. There are 40,000 contractors there. Their role is increasingly meddlesome. There's no government oversight. I think financially it's wasteful. I used to work on Wall Street, and I'm pressed to see how you can show me that spending $120,000 on a contractor is more cost-effective than spending it on a private or a sergeant in the U.S. Army. It demoralizes our troops. They don't feel like they're taken care of when they see these disparities in pay. And it's poaching some of our most valuable special forces people. They're leaving the military to join contractors because they can make more money. And from a moral perspective, they don't adhere to the same chain of command. They don't have to adhere to the same rules and regulations that our people do on the ground. And it really sends a terrible message to the Iraqis. So on every single level, it's a bad situation. It's unprecedented. And in an area where we think we need especially a higher level of oversight and government involvement here to find out what's really going on.
Deborah, thanks for your call. Paul, let me turn to one last topic, and that is Iran. Colonel Sam Gardner has been on our program on many occasions. We have other sources that indicate that the Bush administration may be ready to launch military attacks against Iran even before our November elections. What's your area of concern about this?
Well, I think Iran is the real threat. I think Iran, in many ways, may be the bigger threat than Iraq and anyone else in that region. And they're the big winner so far. They've increased their power and their popularity, and we're hunkered down in Iraq. And I would not be surprised if there was some sort of attack, either by U.S. forces or by proxy via the Israelis or someone else, before November or after November. You know, I think that Iran is the big threat right now, and we've got to think about how to best to deal with it. And I think it looks like the Bush administration is eager to take them on, and I think we need to try to ratchet the dialogue down a little bit here. I don't know why you wouldn't engage them diplomatically. There's absolutely nothing to lose by sitting at the table with the Iranians, and I think that's the path we need to pursue right now, because we need to tone down the rhetoric, and we can't push around everybody. We can't bomb everybody. And Iran is a legitimate threat with a much more more threatening military force, and it would be a real mess if we got into it with them. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if this administration, you know, they're really unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, I'm greatly concerned about it. I regard Iran as a threat, but a long-term one, not an imminent one, not one that requires immediate addressing even before either November elections or Christmas. But we'll have to watch and see how it rolls out. Lieutenant Paul Rykoff, thanks for joining us today. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it. Take care.
Visit the website, iava.org. Coming up next, we're going to talk about California's Clean Money Initiative, trying to get the money out of campaign politics. And next hour, too, that LNG proposed plant for Coos Bay, Oregon.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
A gunman invades an Amish schoolhouse.
They heard shots. Multiple shots in quick succession.
Republican leaders distance themselves from Mark Foley.
I have known him for all the years he's served in this house, and he deceived me too.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Pennsylvania Dutch Country is one of the most picturesque places in America, where horse-drawn buggies are a familiar sight on the winding country roads. Today, those roads were filled with police cars and ambulances converging on an Amish schoolhouse in the tiny town of Nickel Mine.
You wonder how it can happen in a village like Nickel Mine.
He lives across the street from the school, where a heavily armed man barricaded himself inside this morning.
And I looked out the window with my binoculars, and I watched the police breaking the windows down and the door to get in.
It was already too late. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts is there.
It all started at approximately 9:51 this morning. The gunman, 32-year-old Charles Carl Roberts IV, parked his pickup outside Nickel Mines Amish School. Besides the two guns, Roberts carried inside flex cuffs, wire, and enough 2x4s and 2x6s to board all the exits. For the next 45 minutes, he terrorized about 25 students and teachers in this single room about the size of a two-car garage. There was no place to hide, no way to escape.
Eventually, Roberts let the boys and several women leave, but kept 11 girls in the room with him. When police tried to storm the building, State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says Roberts opened fire.
It appears that when he began shooting the victims, these victims were shot execution style in the head. So a number of the victims were shot in the head, some were shot in the arms.
Three girls are dead, eight in critical condition. The motive, unclear.
He did make a statement to his wife on the phone that he was acting out in a way to achieve revenge for something that happened 20 years ago.
They're still looking into that. Miller says Robert spoke to his wife before the attack when he dropped their children off at the school bus stop. The normally reserved and self-sufficient Amish community is reeling.
We never experienced anything like this. I wonder what, you know, what it all means. What's God telling us?
Now this.
Deep inside the fax machine at your office, there's a business opportunity. See this toner cartridge? With the new Discover business card, you get cash back bonus on business purchases, even more on office supplies. So this baby not only makes faxes, it makes cash for your business. Yow! And it's also very hot.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Florida Republican Mark Foley, who abruptly resigned from Congress on Friday, has checked himself into rehab for, quote, alcohol and emotional difficulties. In a written statement, Foley said, "I deeply regret and accept full responsibility for the harm I have caused." The harm involves Foley's computer messages to teenage boys who were congressional pages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fust reports on the fallout.
As the FBI and Florida state authorities started looking into criminal charges, House Republican leaders went into full damage control. House Speaker Dennis Hastert returned to an otherwise empty Capitol to again condemn Foley and insist others didn't know what he was up to.
"I have known him for all the years he served in this House. And he deceived me, too."
But Hastert and other Republican leaders did know about some suggestive emails a year ago, and Democrats say it's an outrage they kept that secret. Meanwhile, Republicans in Florida are trying to save Foley's seat, naming a member of the state legislature to run in his place. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Washington.
Blake Yoakum was a page in 2003.
Congressman Foley, I would say, you know, was the winner in knowing the most pages and knowing them on a first-name basis.
Yoakum says he and some of his fellow pages suspected Foley was gay, but they never thought of him as a pedophile. Foley, as co-chair of a congressional caucus on missing and exploited children, helped write the Adam Walsh Child Protection Act, which makes it harder for sexual predators to reach out to kids on the Internet. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez cautions that the investigation is still in its very early stages, but he calls the Foley emails disturbing and pretty awful. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Office Depot 20 Fly Free with Orbitz Instant Win Game during our 20th anniversary. Winners get $10,000 in air travel from Orbitz.com. Get your card in-store or online with any purchase of $50 or more at Office Depot. Taking care of business. No purchase necessary. Game ends 10-21-06 or when game card supplies are exhausted. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. For free game card info and complete details, see official rules in-store or at OfficeDepot.com/20FlyFree. Void where prohibited.
Why do some of us...
And we launch into another hour of the Peter B. Collins Show, 6 minutes past the hour. And I'm glad you're listening. We want to welcome our brand new listeners at KBBR, Talk Radio 1340 in Coos Bay, Oregon. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. And you're welcome to call the show. We have a toll-free number. That means I pay for your call. You like that? 888-5-PETER-B is my number. That's 888-573-8372. You can call whenever the urge strikes you.
Some people got to have it. Hey, hey.
I believe that most of the problems in our political system can be traced to the way we finance candidate elections. It's a process that ranges from unethical to downright corrupt. And it has noticeable impact in Sacramento, Salem, and Washington, D.C. Here in California, we have a chance to shake things up a little bit and change the system this November. Proposition 89 is the Clean Money Initiative, and joining us to talk about it is Sarah Nichols. She is Communications Director for the Clean Money Now, Yes on 89 Committee, which is a group founded by the League of Women Voters, Common Cause, and the California Clean Money Campaign. Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Now, what's the problem here? I mean, politicians seem to be getting along really well, shaking down the fat cats and getting lots of money. And does it really affect the legislation that they produce?
Oh, I think it does. I really do. I think the politicians are doing very well. Incumbent politicians are doing very well under the current system, but the voters aren't. That's the problem. And we're not, because we want clean air and clean water, and we're not getting it out of the legislature, partly because we don't have clean money in the system. So Prop 89 would do that.
Yeah. And let's talk about the dimensions of the issues. Do you have maybe you have a tally nearby, or you probably studied this, but do you know how much money there is in the political system in California in total?
Well, I know that this election is just about to pass up last year's special election, in being the most expensive election in the history of our country. It already has gone over $300 million.
Wow.
And that's just for just the general election cycle. Thursday, the filings will show us exactly how much has been pumped into it. We think it'll be probably well above that.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm a special interest and I donate the maximum to a candidate,
yes,
let's say candidate for governor or other,
yes,
statewide office, it's now $20,100, right?
Yep.
What do I get for that? A photo with a candidate, some shrimp?
You get some shrimp, and you probably get your phone call returned from a key aide of the governor. I think you'd probably have to give $100,000 to actually get a phone call back from the governor.
I see.
Or have a little telethon to raise the money if you wanted to try to get it for a regular person.
Mm-hmm. And together with the Foundation for Consumer and Taxpayer Rights, during the real active fundraising portion at the end of the legislative session in Sacramento, there were these incredible events going on almost back-to-back. And the one that I remember best was the Dunkin' Donuts. For just $1,000, you could have all the Dunkin' Donuts you want with the candidate.
Such a deal. Yes, indeed. For just $1,000. And the fact is, you know, I don't know about your listeners, but most of the people I talk to all around the state don't have that kind of cash and aren't going to be able to get their calls returned. And what we found in Maine and Arizona, where they have public financing of elections, is they do get their calls returned. The voters do, because who's paying the freight for the election? The voters. That's what public financing of elections is, and that's what Prop 89 does.
Mm-hmm. So where do we stand right now? What's the polling show?
Well, the polls show that we've got an uphill battle, unfortunately. The ballot pamphlets have listed this initiative as basically a corporate tax for elections. And it is a tax on corporations that funds it, but it's just a 0.2% increase in the corporate income tax rate. That restores it to the level it was under Pete Wilson. So it's very modest, and that raises enough money to actually compete with the special interest money that's in the system.
And how much do you project would be raised and would be spent, say, in the next cycle in 2008?
If Proposition 89 were enacted?
Correct.
Well, we'd probably see a slight uptick in the amount of money in the system in the first election cycle in 2008, and then it would go down. That's what we found in Maine and Arizona.
Explain that.
Well, what happens is, of course, in addition to the money that's already out there that big oil, big tobacco, insurance companies are throwing around to try to influence the outcome of various initiatives and elections, you would have $200 million of clean money now in the system through public financing. And what happens is that we've seen in Maine and Arizona, initially you have a little more money in the system, but then the special interests lose because every time they spend $10 million, the opponent gets a matching fund if they've qualified for it, and up to a certain amount of money, for depending on the election. Obviously, smaller races don't get nearly that kind of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so they lose, because the clean candidates tend to win, and the special interest candidates tend to lose. And what happens is the special interests stop putting the money in over time. So now that we've done three election cycles in Maine and Arizona, the money in the system is starting to go down. There's really no point to trying to game the system. The voters understand who is clean and who isn't.
That's very interesting. So
yeah,
let's walk through an example here, Sarah Nichols. If I decide that I'm going to run for the California Assembly,
yes,
and I don't have deep, deep pockets. In fact, my pockets all have holes in them.
And I'm up against, let's just pick Bill Gates. Bill decides he's going to move to California and run against me.
Okay.
And he can afford to put as much money as he wants to into a campaign. So how does it stack up? What do I need to do to qualify for clean money? And how competitive can I be against Bill Gates?
Okay, great question. Peter, what you'd have to do is you'd have, and this wouldn't be any problem for you, you'd have to have real ties in the community, and you'd have to go out and collect $755 contributions from real people in your community.
Hmm.
And that's a fairly large number. That's a number that will make it so that very few candidates for assembly will be able to qualify. You'll really have to knock on a lot of doors. You'll have to go to churches. You'll have to go to union halls. And you'll have to talk to the real people and get them to actually write you their personal check. Somebody else can't write it for them. You know, somebody can't just write you $1,000 and say that takes care of 200 people. You literally have to go around and get it. And then once you qualify, you'll be given an initial funding amount in your primary of, let's pretend it's a primary and you and Bill are running against each other, $250,000. Then Bill Gates says, oh, $250,000, are you kidding? I'll spend $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
You get matching funds for that additional $250,000. In fact, you get it for up to five times your base amount, so up to $1,250,000 in that primary if that's what Bill Gates is prepared to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. At that point, you should have enough money to get your message out. And even though Bill Gates may be able to spend, you know, $10 billion in that election because mm-hmm. he's particularly wealthy, that should be enough. The political consultants in the state tell us that is enough to literally get your message across to the voters.
And there are no restrictions. There are no restrictions on how I spend the money. For example, I don't like TV, mm-hmm. so I could spend it all on radio.
You could spend it on radio or mail, mm-hmm. direct mail. And in fact, most assembly races are predominantly direct mail. They can't really afford television in those races.
Right. Okay. Now, you mentioned that to qualify, I have to get 750 people to give me $5.
Yeah.
Now, routinely, bundling goes on where, a president of a corporation will say, now, we want to support our candidate, don't we?
Yes.
Now, let's all write checks, and then we bundle them together, and I, as the CEO, take the checks to the candidate so that even though it's not all my money, I am viewed as the pioneer, say, who delivered the goods to the campaign. Would bundling be banned under this the initial process of raising 750?
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is banned.
And how do we establish that? In other words, how do you know whether it was bundled or not?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know, but I do know that in Maine and Arizona, they work this out and have enforced against bundling, and we have improved on those provisions and put them into Prop 89.
Mm-hmm.
We've studied very carefully what they have done in those states, and that's why our initiative is 55 pages long, because it is really meant to work, and mm-hmm. it is meant to adapt to the California media market really well.
All right, we're going to take a break and return. We'll talk about who has endorsed Prop 89 and who might be against it. And if you have a question, or if you would like to volunteer to promote Prop 89 in your area, we'd love to hear from you. Wherever you're listening, give us a call toll-free, 888-5, Peter B. is my toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. At 17 minutes past the hour, you're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth.
Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hello? Hello? What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box.
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Every Sunday morning at 10, Rock Rollin' Real Estate gives you the best information on first-time homebuyers, 1031 exchanges, investment strategies, exit strategies, and where the next hot real estate markets are. Rock Rollin' Real Estate, where you're buying ahead of the curve. Every Sunday morning at 10.
I am Attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale from Reality Radio with Jack Page.
Hey, wow, Sheila, I'm so excited about our show.
Our show?
Reality Radio.
Oh, my show.
Hey, we'll be talking about things that really matter in life. Day-to-day struggles, our children, money.
Aging, our fears, anger, and all with a touch of humor.
We'll take your calls and have the Central Coast most colorful guests.
Every Saturday afternoon, 4 to 5.
Reality Radio with the amazing Sheila Gale.
And the hilarious Jack Page on AM 540 KRXA.
Love it.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. In Monterey, northbound 101 or northbound 1 before Carpenter, actually in the Carmel area, a disabled vehicle, it's a stalled big rig. What this is doing is it's jamming traffic from Carmel all the way into Monterey. It's going to be a difficult afternoon. Meanwhile, on Hecker Pass, Highway 152 westbound side at Sprig Lake, a disabled vehicle here, it's another stalled big rig and it is blocking one of the westbound lanes. Meanwhile, in Prunedale, southbound 101 at Highway 156, an accident here with the left lane blocked, a delivery van and a car tangling up, CHP on the scene. This look at traffic brought to you by McDonald's. Here's something to crow about. McDonald's is making breakfast very early, so now it's even easier to start your day with a hot and tasty breakfast at participating McDonald's. I'm Alex Daly. That's traffic on KRXA 540.
And I'm your humble host, Peter B. We're talking about Clean Money, Prop 89. They got their own theme song. Check this out.
I said, it's about time for Prop 89. What's going on in Sacktown is blowing my mind. Big Boys Club by Grand Design. I'm leaving California far behind. Because in Sacktown, you have to pay to play. Thanks for your vote, but you just can't stay. All you big money boys with all the big green, take a message. It's time to come clean.
Come clean, California.
Politicians and big money power are tucked away in an ivory tower called the Capitol. They got it up for sale, but they're breaking the law and they're going to jail. Political corruption is on the rise. Donations are coming in super size. Californians need a little bit of love, but we can't get into the big boys club.
According to my screen, that's Colette Washington and About Time 89. That's a great tune. And the website, by the way, is 89now.org. We're talking with Sarah Nichols from the Prop 89 Clean Money Initiative. And Sarah, is that tune available on the website?
It isn't yet. It'll be up tomorrow, actually. You guys got the very first chance to play it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I want to make clear that no payola was involved.
None at all. None at all. You very sweetly let your listeners hear it. Thank you. It sounded great.
It does sound great. And give our best to Colette. That's really cool.
Yeah.
We are joined by Terrence Welch, who's with the California Clean Money Campaign in Monterey Bay. Hey, Terrence, you're on the air.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for joining us.
I wanted to clarify the bundling issue, and Sarah can correct me. She can chime in and correct me if I've got it wrong, but under Prop 89, the contribution limits are reduced considerably. For example, for the governor, currently you can donate $22,300 per election cycle, and under Prop 89, that would go down to $1,000.
I see.
So somebody could come in with a bundle of $1,000 checks, in theory, I would think, but it loses some of its punch, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other factor is that would only be for someone who is not running clean. If you've voluntarily chosen to run clean under Prop 89, then you have no right to accept private money from anyone at all. You can mm-hmm. only take the money provided by the state, and then you're all done with fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Great. And Sarah, do you concur? Is that an accurate description?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, Peter, you were asking about bundling of qualifying signatures and $5 contributions in order to get public financing.
Right.
But Terrence is correct that one of the other great things that Prop 89 does is it lowers the out-of-control limits that we currently have, so-called limits, in California, so that it reduces the overall cost to the system. It reduces the amount of money in the system because we don't want to have to compete with $22,000 contributions. It's not fair that we are able that we have to do that. We shouldn't ask the voters to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we limit them appropriately and then put public money as an alternative in the system.
All right. Terrence, anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to comment that I think we're going to see corporations fighting this in a big way. There'll be a lot of commercials. There'll be a lot of untruths on the TV. And not necessarily because of the minuscule tax involved. I mean, 20 cents on $100 of corporate tax, and that's only on the largest corporations. Mom-and-pop corporations aren't included in that. That's pretty tiny in comparison to the big picture. But I think the reason they're going to fight this is the fact that corporations are going to lose a lot of their power, and money is going to lose a lot of its power, and that power will drop down to the voters.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're all working for this.
Well, great. And Terrence, for our listeners on KRXA 540, is there an office number or a local website you'd like to give out?
Well, they can call me at 475-2274, and that's area code 831.
Mm-hmm. 475.
2274.
All right, Terrence, thanks for your work. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Next we go to Ben in Salinas. Hello, Ben. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Sarah Nichols from Prop 89.
Yes, I'm not trying to be trite or repetitive. However, if the electronic voting is continued to scam and rob and steal and crooked, stealing, electronic stealing, all this computer crap, what difference does all these campaign rules make? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Deborah Bowen around when we need her?
Well,
I mean, let's face it, we don't have a secretary. Bruce McPherson, what is he doing, fishing up at Lake Nacimiento? A permanent hideaway? That guy, they can't find him. They should put him on the missing persons on America's Most Wanted.
Well,
find that guy.
Ben, you know that we care a lot about voting issues on this program.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, sir.
I don't disagree that they're connected, but it's not quite fair to Sarah because she's working on the ballot measure related to clean
money. That's why I said I didn't want to be repetitive or in a generic sense. I'm saying all this campaign finance, if you give them $1 million, if you give somebody $100 million and then Diebold is allowed to give the votes to that child molester anyway, what difference does it make?
Well, and I believe that's one of the reasons why Deborah Bowen, the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, endorses Prop 89 and cleaning up our electronic voting equipment. Obviously, we have to do everything we can to make the democracy work at the same time. And this is one key structural component, and that would be, too.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. We must pick our battles.
Okay, Ben, thank you very much for the call. Now, I want to direct people to the website. It's 89now.org. You can get full information on the ballot measure and learn more about how it could change things. And, Sarah, to me, down the road, I look forward to seeing candidates with commercials or bumper stickers or direct mail pieces that tout the fact that they are running clean. I think that could be a distinction that going forward is really going to shift the landscape of California politics.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fantastic. And it'll literally say that right on the ballot. It'll say whether they accept public financing or whether they are taking the special interest money. And it'll become a coin of the realm whether or not you're running clean. That's what's happened in Maine and in Arizona. And as a result, you know, secretaries, single mothers, all sorts of folks have gotten elected to office that never would have had a chance under the previous system.
Sarah, just 10 seconds. Angelides has endorsed it, the Democrat. What about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold has not endorsed Prop 89.
Okay. Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk with you, and we'll check back before Election Day.
All right. Great.
Prop 89 for the Clean Money Initiative here in California. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Next, we're going to take a look at a liquid natural gas facility proposed for Coos Bay, Oregon, and other points along the coastline of the Pacific here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Interns, pages, maybe it's time to use pneumatic tubes to deliver important papers on Capitol Hill. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Florida Congressman Mark Foley has resigned and will check into an alcohol rehab clinic after being confronted with messages to male congressional pages in which he calls one of them, quote, my favorite young stud, and makes it clear how he measures manhood with a ruler. Sometimes even Republicans know when to cut and run. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was quick to explain how his party, normally preoccupied with morality, would let this one slip. Had they been overly aggressive in reacting, he said they would have been accused of gay bashing. Well, Foley may be gay, but I believe in addition to that, he sounds kind of like a pervert. And Newt, even if he was gay, remember, he was the good kind. He'd voted for the Defense of Marriage Act to discourage people like himself from engaging in monogamy. Republican blogs brought out that Democrats do this, too. Representative Jerry Studs of Massachusetts was censured in 1983 for having sex with a 17-year-old male page that went on to win re-election. That same year, Republican Daniel Crane of Illinois was censured for sex with a female page, but lost. The Republican blogs speculating that if Foley had only been a Democrat from Massachusetts, he'd still have a career. The blogs also point out that the age of consent in D.C. is 16, making this really no different from what Clinton did. Yes, Bill Clinton. The black hole that pulls every scandal into its orbit. Well, at least this won't hurt the public's approval of Congress, because at 25%, it can't get much lower.
Get the good stuff!
Even with today's high-tech engines, an oil change every 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. It improves fuel economy and dependability, and helps you avoid costly repairs. And right now at NAPA, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $2.39 per quart. Plus, buy six quarts and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Tired of that dreaded drive into town for fresh quality produce? The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village has the perfect solution to your problem. Owners Ed Drobnik and Don Bikey have over 50 years of combined experience in the produce business and are passing the substantial savings on to their customers. The Produce Barn offers a wide selection of conventional and certified organic seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. We also carry a fine selection of specialty candies and snacks, exquisite gourmet gift items, and feature Freedom Meats, savory sausages, bacon, and marinated fresh meat. Heck, we even throw in free recipes. So, whether you're a restaurant, lodge, home chef, or treasured village visitor, stop by the Produce Barn at 13750A Center Street in the Center Street Plaza, behind Wells Fargo, and right next to the Chatterbox. We're open 7 days a week.
The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village, 659-5916. That's 659-5916. The Produce Barn.
And we continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 33 minutes past the hour. Once again, I want to welcome our brand new affiliate, Talk Radio 1340 KBBR in Coos Bay, North Bend, Oregon. I was on there once before a couple of years back, but I don't expect you to remember. I'm delighted to be back in Coos Bay. And I want to welcome you to the program. You can call us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. Coming up about 30 minutes away, we throw open the switchboard and just take your calls in the final hour. We call it the free speech zone because there's this thing called the First Amendment. And we want to use it while it's still in full effect. And this is of special interest to our new listeners in Coos Bay, as well as everyone along the California coastline, Eureka, Monterey, and even as far inland as Sacramento and Phoenix. There is an effort underway, a concerted effort, to build liquid natural gas terminals and pipelines to enhance the importation of natural gas from other parts of the world. And last week, there was a public event in Coos Bay, and Rory Cox joins us from the California Pacific Environment Organization. He's their program director, and he has some interesting information about the Pacific Connector Gas Pipeline. Rory, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, thank you.
I'm really curious about this, not only for our new friends in Coos Bay, but I am aware of efforts over the last few years to site an LNG facility at the old Mare Island naval base near Vallejo, and also at other sites along the California coastline. And in a news article about the event last week, you're quoted as making the comment, "The industry is throwing everything against the wall to see what sticks." And I take that to mean that they're making proposals in every location where they could imagine building a facility like this to see what local region or, you know, local government agencies will say yes to it. Is that the basic idea?
That is the basic idea, although it's also the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, has a big role to play in this, thanks to a law that they passed last year, which gives them... It actually takes away quite a bit of the power from the local communities.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just to sort of, you know, summarize what's going on, there's really quite a collision course going on between a lot of the rhetoric you hear from the Schwarzenegger administration and from a lot of the other states, in particularly Oregon and Washington, in terms of cutting greenhouse gases, promoting clean energy, a bright future where we're going to, really step up and support renewable energy and not keep supporting fossil fuels. And yet quietly, these same states and the utilities in those states are signing our region up for long-term contracts with of more fossil fuels in the form of this liquefied natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are about at least 12 proposals that stretch from Mexico to Canada that will serve the West Coast and largely California, because California uses far more natural gas than any other state.
Mm-hmm.
And Coos Bay is ground zero for one of those projects.
And tell us who's behind this. If there are a dozen applications up and down the Pacific coastline, mm-hmm. is it all the same entity or consortiums, or is it kind of a group, different groups in different places?
Well, it is different. It's different groups in different places, but it's a lot of the names that I'm sure your listeners are familiar with, like Shell Oil, Chevron, Texaco, BP. You know, it's all the multinational oil and gas industry that is extracting this stuff from around the world. Basically, they have the rights to natural gas fields in places like Indonesia, Russia, Peru, and they need a market. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that they've figured out to get the gas from those far-off places to a market is to import it on these big tankers and bring it in through our gas grid. And there'll be the way it works is that there will be guaranteed long-term contracts with utilities such as PG&E down here in California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it works. So it's really, you know, the utilities working with the oil and gas multinationals to ensure our future dependence on fossil fuels unless we do something about it.
And do they currently have a route from the Pacific Ocean onto the American mainland for liquid natural gas?
No, there is currently no liquefied natural gas being imported into the West Coast at all. There are a few terminals on the East Coast and one in the Gulf of Mexico, but nothing on the West Coast. So this is really a new thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify what LNG actually is, it is natural gas that is, again, extracted from another continent. It is super cooled so that it liquefies. Once it liquefies, it can be loaded onto a tanker, shipped overseas, and then it is regasified at an import terminal. This is what would happen in Coos Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's regasified, it is natural gas again. It becomes natural gas, just like the natural gas that we have here, with slightly different characteristics, but generally the same thing. And then it can be fed into the natural gas infrastructure that's already here, or in the case of Coos Bay, a new pipeline that will have to be built to connect it to California.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about super cooling. I understand it's chilled to 260 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And is it at that point more or less or just the same volatility as it is at, you know, in a gaseous state at room temperature?
It is far more volatile. And what can happen when it's at that state is if that leaks out of its storage tank or the tanker that it's transported on, or let's say it's, you know, attacked or, you know, sabotaged in some way, then that liquid can, once it mixes with air, releases a vapor, and that vapor is highly volatile, highly flammable, and it can travel with the wind. So it can, you know, a huge vapor cloud that's coming from the LNG, and again, far more volatile than natural gas, can travel for a few miles. If just as much of a spark hits it, then it becomes a huge fireball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's highly dangerous, and this is, you know, within the radius of the Coos Bay terminal are, you know, I believe, you know, thousands of homes, an airport, the town of North Bend, all under direct threat, you know, a direct safety threat from this project.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Rory Cox. He's program director with Pacific Environment. Their website is the organization's name.org. That's pacificenvironment.org. And if you have a question or comment, particularly if you live in Oregon and you're a new listener to this program, you're welcome to call us. The number's 888-573-8372. It's toll-free. You dial 1-888-5 Peter B., and we'd love to talk to you. And if you're for this or against it or you just have questions, bring them on. We'll talk about it here on the program. 888-5 Peter B. is our number. Now, Rory, is there a formal proposal for this facility at North Bend just above Coos Bay, or is it kind of at the preliminary stages where they're trying to see if opposition is soft enough for them to spend the money to make a design and get the environmental impact reports and that whole procedure?
Well, they have applied with FERC, so they've applied with the feds already. And, you know, they have already spent a couple of years testing the waters in Coos Bay. So as far as I can tell, they are beyond that point. You know, I might also add that they've also taken a sudden interest in philanthropy in the region, you know, which is something that the LNG industry tends to do in order to divide the community.
And give us an example. I mean, do they buy the library books, or?
I don't know all the details, but I know that the community college has gotten some money from the company, and some other local local institutions. And that's, you know, that's happening in Oxnard. That's happening up in Astoria. That's kind of happening all over. And that's one of the things that one of the tactics that the industry uses to sort of divide the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the North Bend site has been identified. It's a specific place along the waterfront?
Right. It's on a sandy spit that's right near the airport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the history in terms of safety of LNG, and in particular, at the point where it is taken off the ships, regasified, and then moved either into storage tanks or directly into pipelines?
Well, the most recent and dramatic case was happened in Algeria a few years ago. I think it was 2004, when it was actually an LNG export terminal, where there was an accident there that where a tank ignited, and the explosion killed about 27 people, and it actually shattered windows 5 miles away.
Hmm.
And that was a facility that was built by Halliburton, so presumably it was a state of the art LNG export terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most recent incident. There have been some minor incidents over the years that have occurred. You know, there's also a rather dramatic one back in the 50s where a LNG tank in Ohio exploded and leveled a few city blocks and
mm-hmm.
killed at least 100 people.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this, Rory: is there any circumstance under which you could approve this kind of an installation? If they triple hull the tankers, if they promise that Hazelwood will never be the captain, and that the crew will not be permitted to drink before they operate the ship.
Well, I mean, this is there are two levels of threats here, and certainly there's one to the community which resides around this this terminal, but on the bigger. The bigger scheme of things, this is a threat to clean energy on the West Coast. And, you know, our region really has an opportunity to pursue clean energy. And just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, here in California, you know, we have over 75 different renewable energy, clean energy laws and initiatives and incentives that are on the books right now. And I think we just added a couple more last week, in fact. So, if we implement all those things the way they're supposed to be implemented, that will save the amount of natural gas that will come through to the equivalent throughput of 2.5 LNG terminals, which is, you know, to me just says that if we just stay the course and follow through with all of our clean energy promises, we don't need any LNG, because the most terminals anyone thinks that we need are two. So, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, you know, I don't think there's any reason to permit these things, because we just don't need them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and conveniently, the market price of natural gas has dropped almost 50% in the last 6 months or so. And I learned that because that East Coast hedge fund bit the bullet.
Right, yeah.
Betting that price was going to go up.
Well, and I'll have to say that a year ago there was, you know, when the price of natural gas was very high right after Katrina, you know, all the talk was that North America is running out of natural gas and the sky is going to fall, you know, next year. And here we are next year and we have record amounts of natural gas in storage. which, you know, has...
Oh, come on, come on, Rory. That's just the beauty of the free market at work.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
We got to take a break. We'll continue in just a moment. Rory Cox is with us, pacificenvironment.org. That's his website and his organization. We're talking about liquefied natural gas plants and a proposed one for Coos Bay, Oregon. Your calls and comments are welcome. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. This is the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
For over 30 years, I have been helping people restore their skin's natural beauty. This is Claudie Assalit of Claudie Skincare Studio in Carmel. I bring a certain je ne sais quoi, as well as 3 decades of experience in top spas and salons. Claudie Skincare Studio features a selection of the finest products, and I am always training to stay at the cutting edge of skincare technology. At Claudie Skincare Studio, we specialize in healing facials, peels, Reiki, waxing, lash tinting, as well as nutritional advice to ensure your skin vibrancy and good health. To set up an appointment, call me Claudie Assalit at 625-4101. That is 625-4101. Smooth, soft, beautiful skin can be yours. Call 625-4101. A bientôt.
Let's take a look at your drive in and around the Monterey Bay Area. At Hecker Pass, where big rigs should not be, westbound along Highway 152 at Sprig Lake, a disabled big rig is there, blocking the lanes of traffic. Also in Prunedale, southbound 101 at Highway 156, an accident just cleared. Steer some slow traffic in the area. And in Castroville, Highway 156 at Castroville Boulevard, a large tree branch in one of the lanes of traffic, and that's causing a little bit of a jam there as well. And we're also looking at a crash northbound along Highway 1 at Salinas Road. CHP on the scene. This look brought to you by Centrum Silver. Centrum Silver Multivitamins is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health and your age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver, take along with a healthy diet and with exercise. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. The Free Speech Zone coming up right after the top of the hour news. Your calls and comments welcome on any subject, from any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice. Our toll-free line is 888-5-PETER-B. And we're talking with Rory Cox from Pacific Environment. We're talking about the efforts to site liquefied natural gas depots, storage tanks, pipelines along the Pacific coastline. And there is an effort related to North Bend, Oregon, just above Coos Bay. And we are joined by Jody from the Coos Bay area this afternoon, actually in North Bend. Hello, Jody.
Hi.
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thank you.
Good to have you listening. Did you have a comment or a question?
Well, I am one of the people in this town that has kind of spearheaded an effort of people against this proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's being sold to us as jobs. And when you really start looking at it, it's not really that. It's just they're wanting to find an area where they can dump these. And then they're building a 223-mile pipeline 36-inch pipeline that goes down to the California border. That goes through lots of private homeowners' land, and basically they've told people they can take it by eminent domain, so that's a big issue. The other issue is the terminal's actually sited in a tsunami zone, an earthquake zone, and at the end of an active airport runway, and I just don't think that the facility is actually going to benefit us the way it's being promoted. And I think, unfortunately, our leaders will probably find that out after the fact.
Well, what is the political landscape like, Jody?
A lot of the public officials here are supportive of this. And I don't know why, except they feel that it'll be an economic boost to the area. But when you talk to people in industry, which I have done, they are saying that especially LNG. One thing about liquefied natural gas is it's more expensive than domestic. So industry is already complaining about the price and the volatility of liquefied or not of natural gas prices. Mm-hmm. So they're going to other energy sources, and this is just not going to be something that industry is going to be latching onto when you can get domestic supplies cheaper. So
well, that's an interesting issue, and you also raised the safety issues about the airport and in a tsunami zone. And we've seen with the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant near San Luis Obispo that a powerful utility like Pacific Gas and Electric was able to basically steamroll local and state authorities. You know, they bungled it so many different ways. They discovered the Hosgree Fault offshore after they were about $1.5 billion into the power plant. And then it turned out that they had installed the cooling system 100% backwards. And I don't know how you do something like that. But it is at the root of the California energy crisis because PG&E's determination to get ratepayers and not shareholders to pay for their blunders there drove this misguided deregulation scheme that led to our energy crisis in 2001. And so these are interrelated issues, and often people, you know, can't see that from the moment. I understand that, but we have the benefit of hindsight on Diablo Canyon. It's hard to imagine that 20 years forward, looking back on an LNG facility in North Bend, that we would feel too much different. Rory?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's, you know, history really does repeat itself, and, you know, the way that these large corporations work, you know, really doesn't change that much over time. And, you know, this is a multi-billion-dollar project that we're talking about, which, you know, I believe is a destined to be a white elephant myself. But I do want to plug an event that's going to happen in North Bend coming up. It's actually going to be happening up and down the West Coast. Is this a good time to do that?
Go right ahead.
On October 14th, that's a Saturday, the folks against the citizens against LNG in North Bend in the Coos Bay area are going to be hosting an event at Simpson Park in town there, and it's going to begin at about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and they have a website which is citizensagainstlng.googlepages.com. But for folks that that don't have access to the internet, I can give you a phone number for that organization, and that is 541-260-2000. And it's a great way. This event will be a great way to sort of plug into the efforts that the community is launching. And as Jody mentioned, she's doing a great job of organizing up there.
Well, and Jody, if they wanted to put one of those things in my backyard, I'd be screaming about it too.
Yes. Well, I live 2 miles from where the facility will go in.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a rural area. We do not have infrastructure like the bigger ports to really handle this kind of these type of shipments.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people here, we didn't even have natural gas here until like a couple years ago when we paid to have a pipeline to bring it in.
I see.
So a lot of people aren't even using gas, and that we're not really smart about gas to begin with. And this is a whole other ball of wax, and people just don't know about it.
Well, Jody, it's great to have you listening. I really appreciate your call, and we've got a gift DVD for you. It's the new documentary called 9/11 Press for Truth. And if you hold on, Matt will get your address, and we'll send it out to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great to have you on the line. Thank you very much. Now to Howard in Eureka. Hello, Howard. You're on the air with Peter B. and Rory Cox.
Hi. In Eureka, about 2 years ago, a energy company called Calpine tried to, force an LNG docking facility in Humboldt Bay.
You're right.
And it was met with a lot of opposition, except for the business community. And one of the things that we did was we, researched exactly what the hazard potential was for not only the facility but the ships themselves, and found that they have a potential of up to like 50 hydrogen bombs, Hiroshima-style bombs. An enormous amount of energy can be released if there's a leak, and as your guest said, that all it takes is a spark once the natural gas drifts into an area.
Yeah, it's highly combustible. Howard, just about 20 seconds. Go ahead and finish.
Well, the other thing was that because of that potential, usually when these ships come into the harbor, they close the harbor to all other boat traffic, and they're under guard. Fishermen can't come to and fro. People that are out doing, in their boats just recreating can't do it.
So it would really displace a lot of other activities, including business activities.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm out of time, but I appreciate the call and the comment, Howard. And, Rory, I just want to direct people again to your website, which is pacificenvironment.org. Please stay on the case and stay in touch with us and let us know the next time there's something to talk about.
Thanks so much, Peter.
My pleasure. That's Rory Cox. Coming up next, get ready for the free speed zone. Your calls and comments welcome at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview nationally known writers, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty news shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
People are talking about the show. Weekday mornings 9 to 10 on KRXA 540. Does it really suck less?
You guys are, in many ways, so self-referential that it doesn't let a guy like me feel like he can be part of the conversation.
We try not to be too self-referential, and we'll try to catch ourselves. I appreciate your call.
I wish I knew what that meant.
I wish I knew what that meant. Okay. But you're sucking less than you used to.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
It's a horrendous crime scene.
It's a one-room Amish schoolhouse in southeast Pennsylvania where a man with guns, knives, wooden boards, tools, and hardware barricaded himself inside this morning.
There was practically no way we could get in quickly through any of the doors. I mean, he had taken extreme measures to fortify this location, and it seems to us that perhaps he was preparing for a lengthy siege.
State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says 32-year-old Charles Roberts, who drove a milk delivery truck, held more than 20 people at gunpoint. After a while, he let the boys and several women leave, but kept 11 girls with him. Started shooting when troopers tried to break in. More from KYW Radio's Tony Hansen.
EMT John Stoltzfus was among the first responders.
First thing I saw was the girls were on the stretchers. And they obviously had gunshot wounds to the head. There was also one that was covered up.
State police say bound victims were shot execution style inside the one-room schoolhouse. Once the gunman entered, there was nowhere to hide.
Three of the girls are dead. The other eight are hospitalized in critical condition, and Commissioner Miller says some might not make it. Roberts took his own children to their school bus stop this morning, leaving suicide notes for them to find later.
He was angry. He was angry with life. He was angry at God, things like that. He wrote the notes to the kids that he was angry, and, that's what brought him to this point.
In a brief phone call to his wife, Roberts said he was taking revenge for something that happened 20 years ago. It hasn't been explained. Four public schools in North Las Vegas were locked down for several hours after a teenager with a gun was spotted near Mojave High School. Authorities say he's a former student who'd been banned from the campus. He fled. A gun was later found nearby behind a church. The suspect is still at large. The FBI and the state of Florida are launching investigations into former Congressman Mark Foley and his emails to congressional pages. Republican leaders are doing their best to distance themselves from the scandal.
While House Speaker Dennis Hastert again strongly condemned Foley and said he deceived everyone, he refused to take questions about what Republican leaders knew and when they knew it. A question put bluntly by Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who asked if they chose partisan politics over protecting children. Hastert is adamant they never knew about the most sexually explicit instant messages, but has acknowledged they knew enough to ask Foley to stop communicating with former pages.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss. Behind the scenes, political correspondent Gloria Borger says there's deep concern.
One senior House Republican tells CBS News that this scandal could be the congressional equivalent of Katrina. Our base is moral conservatives, and we look like a bunch of hypocrites who just didn't want another scandal before the election.
Foley has checked himself into alcohol rehab, leaving behind a statement saying he deeply regrets and accepts full responsibility for the harm he's caused. The Dow, 8 points lower today. The Nasdaq lost 20. This is CBS News.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland Shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
You know when you open a birthday card from Grandma? She's usually good for, what, like $5? Well, now imagine that you have 100 grandmas. It feels like that.
Have you ever gotten out of your car and something catches your eye on the ground? You walk over and find a $5 bill? Okay, now pretend you find a $495 bill next to it. It's just like that.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland Shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
We all make mistakes, but we hope our doctors won't make many. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports on a new study of medical mistakes.
With all the patients and illnesses that doctors see, why are there so many misdiagnoses? That's what Boston researcher Tejal Gandhi set out to find in a study in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Most were caused by multiple breakdowns and involved multiple doctors or clinicians.
In 8 of 10 cases, doctors made bad judgments. Half the time, they failed to order the right test or follow up properly. This study focused on malpractice claims, so these mistakes were serious.
2/3 of the errors in diagnosis that we did find involved a missed cancer, and in particular, breast and colorectal cancer were the top two cancers that were missed.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Another study finds that about a third of American teenagers fail treadmill tests that measure heart and respiratory health. Researchers blame obesity and sedentary lifestyles and say it's a significant public health problem. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Deep inside the fax machine at your office, there's a business opportunity. See this toner cartridge? With the new Discover business card, you get cash back bonus on business purchases, even more on office supplies. So this baby not only makes faxes, it makes cash for your business.
Yow! And it's also very hot.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Got the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm glad you've got it. I'm your humble host, Peter B., and this is the part of the show I enjoy most. We don't know what's going to happen over the next 55 minutes. We open up the phone lines and see what you have to say. Our rules are simple. We don't screen the calls that come into this program. I take calls on any subject from any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice. And that includes our new radio affiliate, KBBR Talk Radio 1340 Coos Bay, Oregon. 888-5-PETER-B is my number. That's 888-573-8372. You dial a 1 and then 3 8s and then 573-8372. And we're clever. It spells 888-5-PETER-B. Now, I find that those kind of numbers, 888-5-PETER-B, are a little easier to remember, but you get kind of all jammed up when you start to dial it. And I understand that because you got to look for the letters and that kind of thing. So maybe you want to just program it into your fancy cell phone, that BlackBerry thing that you have no idea how to use all the functions on. 888-573-8372. Somewhere along the way this hour, we're expecting a live report from the incredible investigative reporter, Tommy Panic. He is our low-budget, undercover investigative guy. And he'll be joining us somewhere between now and 6 o'clock with a report, and I don't really know what it's about. He never shares that with me in advance, so we'll see what happens when the panic attack hits a little bit later this hour. Topic A today is the reaction to Friday's resignation of Republican Florida Congressman Mark Foley. And in case you didn't hear, he resigned after ABC News reported the details of text messages and emails that he sent to pages, mostly males, mostly under the age of 18, some as young as 16, and maybe a little more. We're not sure all the details. It appears this has been going on for about 5 years, and that for at least a year, top Republican leaders like Speaker Dennis Hastert and the Republican Congressman Shimkus, who was in charge of the page operation in the House, they knew about Mark Foley's inappropriate contact with these individuals. And the organization Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington first received copies of some of these communications on the 21st of July of this year, 2006, and they immediately sent those to an FBI field officer, a corruption specialist in Washington, D.C. The agent confirmed receipt of the emails from Crew and apparently did nothing. Because yesterday, the FBI announced that they are launching an investigation, which suggests that they previously didn't have one underway. And so it's going to be very interesting to see. We have a game of finger-pointing and neener, neener, neener going on as the Republicans push back and try to say, oh, everybody is corrupt, everybody does something wrong. Well, you know, the Democrats have their problems. They have their problem people. Dollar Bill Jefferson with the $100,000 in marked bills in his freezer. Yeah, it's true. That's a problem. But Dollar Bill Jefferson is not accused of trying to take advantage of children. And he wasn't on a committee aimed at preventing the abuse of children and internet access to them for the purpose of abuse. Mark Foley was. And as far as we know, there aren't any Democrats with this kind of a problem. I said, as far as we know, there may be some. But I want you to listen carefully to this, because we're about to hear two predatory individuals. One of them is John Walsh. Now, I know he's a victim of crime. Lost a child, never got over it. But the pandering he does on television, I think, is gross. And while America's Most Wanted has succeeded in capturing some fugitives, and that's not all bad, the way they do it, the way they exploit crimes for your dramatic entertainment consumption, is something I find deeply offensive. And also, John Walsh doesn't give a whit about our constitutional rights and those that apply to the accused. He's willing to convict people on television before a jury has ever heard one bit of evidence about a case. So this is choice, because what you're about to hear is Walsh and Foley. And see which one offends you more. Let's listen to this.
We track library books better than we track pedophiles and kids that are missing. We've got to force states to incorporate technology, share information, because we can't take another loss of life of a child.
And this is Mark Foley.
I believe that every convicted felon should be mandated nationwide to give his DNA. It solves crimes, it gets innocent people out of prison, and it will eliminate the ability of these people to roam state to state in this country and rape people.
From my view, when you rape a person, when you violate a child, you lose your civil liberties. So anybody that says we shouldn't take DNA samples, absolutely wrong. You commit the crime, you will supply the sample, and we'll be able to track and hopefully solve a lot of crimes.
Well, good luck with your piece of legislation, because you're right, it will put some teeth into these registries.
Well, if I were one of these sickos, I'd be nervous with America's Most Wanted on my trail.
Well, I wish I could catch all of them.
What a priceless line. That was Mark Foley saying, if I were one of those sickos, I'd be worried to have America's Most Wanted on my trail. Well, I don't know if America's Most Wanted is going to trail into rehab, but that's what Mark Foley did. He decided he's an alcoholic and entered rehabilitation at an undisclosed location over the weekend. And unlike John Walsh or Greta Van Susteren or Rita Cosby, I'm not prepared to convict Mark Foley of a crime at this point. But I would say he's sick. I would say that he had an unhealthy interest in the young male pages who were available to him, that he took advantage of his power as a member of Congress to befriend and in some ways impose himself on these young men. And perhaps the dimension of this scandal will grow as some of the pages may come forward and give us more information on exactly what their relationship to Congressman Foley was and whether it crossed the line from inappropriate communication into inappropriate behavior. What I will say is that the Republican leadership has operated the House in such a corrupt manner that this particular episode is not that surprising. That Reynolds, the head of the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, and others knew about the problem, if not the depth of it, for at least a year, and that the pages were suspicious of Foley for at least the last 5 years. Well, it fits in with Abramoff, with the blatant violation of the rules of operation of the House and the Senate, the way conference committees were abused and legislation was jammed in without the consent of either House before it was approved out of the conference committee, the way bribes were offered to Republicans to vote for the Medicare prescription drug bill, the bribes offered right there on the floor of the House itself. There is a culture of corruption in Washington. That's not just a slogan that Nancy Pelosi repeats relentlessly. And we're going to hear the neener neener, the finger pointing at Democrats, because, of course, the whole strategy of the Republicans will be to distract us from these events, to try to diminish their importance, and to, as much as they can, suggest, well, everybody does something wrong. And while we agree that sexual predatory behavior does cross a line that goes beyond just ordinary cash corruption, I have to say that the sins of the Democrats do not add up to the level of sins of the Republicans. That said, as we discussed an hour ago about the corruption caused by campaign contributions, the whole system is a mess. It permits people who get elected to operate in ways that are often outside the law, beyond the pale of ethical standards. And we pay the price. We pay it in wasted taxpayer money, squandered moral authority, and just a failure of our elected officials to deal with the most pressing problems that confront the American people. I mean, after all, if they did, we'd have single-payer health care by now. And many other advances for human benefit. Well, that's my rant for the moment. Now I want to take your calls. Lines are open for you in the free speech zone, so get on the line and let's talk about it. 888-5-PETER-B, toll free. That's 888-573-8372. Special invitation to our new listeners on KBBR in Coos Bay. You join us, too. I'd love to talk with you and welcome you to the Peter B. Collins family. Again, my number's 888-573-8372 or 888-5-PETER-B. And I'm your humble host, Peter B. Collins. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's a taste, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. I'll have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. MPG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. First of all, in Pajaro, northbound Highway 1 at Salinas Road, an accident here involving two vehicles apparently blocking a lane of traffic. CHP on the scene and are starting direct traffic around these cars. Meanwhile, in Castroville, Highway 156 at Castroville Boulevard, an object on the road, it's a large tree branch, big enough that it's going to take a while to move it. It's blocking one of the lanes of traffic. And Prunedale, a crash just cleared, Highway 101 southbound at Highway 156. A delivery truck involved. They're off to the shoulder now. And traffic is definitely improving in the area. Meanwhile, not so much for Hecker Pass. Highway 152 westbound sign at Sprig Lake. The stalled big rig, which shouldn't have been there in the first place, is still blocking the westbound lanes. Traffic apparently getting by on the shoulder. This look brought to you by Pacific Credit Union, Provident Credit Union, with 25,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs. That's a lot. Visit providentcu.net to find out more. I'm Alex.
E. Collins Show.
Here we go, starting another war.
We got our heads up our asses. You know, we're really bored. Hey, hey, we're Republicans. And people say we act like clowns. We love natural disasters. Did somebody really drown? We lie whenever we want to. Yeah, you know it's true. And if you don't believe us, turn on the nightly news. Hey, hey, we're the Republicans. And people say we act like clowns. We just steal elections. Run the country into the ground.
It's the Free Speech Zone here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And by the way, if you're a Republican, you're welcome to call this program. You might get a good argument from me, but you will be heard. So don't be shy about that. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. And we'll go to your calls here in just a second. I wanted to update you that I mentioned at the very beginning of the show today that a white van with a license plate identifying it as registered to the Department of Homeland Security was parked about a block away from my secret studio location north of San Francisco. And I was strolling back from lunch when I noticed this van parked there. Smoked windows, kind of weird antennas, not a cell phone, not a satellite radio, but a few other antennae protruded from the roof of this long white van with the dark smoked windows. And nothing has occurred so far. The van is gone. But I have to say I was very curious exactly what brought him, that van or whoever was in it, to my little corner of the world. We go to Art in Sacramento, up first in the Free Speech Zone today. Welcome, Art.
Hi, Peter B. How are you?
I'm doing okay today. How about you?
Doing good, thank you.
Yeah?
Yep, we're going to be heading up the hill there to go greet the criminal Bush and his cohorts.
That's right. W arrives tomorrow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning to give him a good greeting there to let him know that we don't all agree with what all he's doing, and he can raise all the money he wants, but it's not going to make a difference as far as we're concerned.
Now, Art, sketch out what you know of the schedule and where you and others are going to gather to greet the president.
Well, sketch is about the word. They're being very sketchy about the exact times, but
Look for a large white van with U.S. government license plates that say DHS on the left side.
Right. Yeah, I've been looking everywhere for some exact times, but basically what they're saying is his plan is to be at a school somewhere in the area in the morning, and mm-hmm. then from there go to the El Dorado Hills. So we're
Wait. The photo op at the school. You'll all be bringing your own copies of My Pet Goat, I hope.
Well, you know what happened last time, so hopefully we'll get our chance on the hill because. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I interrupted you. 10 o'clock at a school, and then where?
Well, no, I think the school will be earlier in the day, and I think somewhere around 10 o'clock they'll be heading towards the Serrano Country Club.
Okay.
So I think if we get there right around 10, or whoever wants to participate, and I hope there's a lot of you out there, the 10 o'clock would probably be a good time to show up at the corner of Serrano and El Dorado Hills.
Okay.
Those are two roads, and last I heard, the one road there was going to be open to the public. So,
okay.
That's about as much as I know.
All right. And has there been any other guidance coming from the campaigns, the Democrat campaigns, to suggest that you tone it down?
Oh, it's really kind of pathetic to tell you the truth. I was listening to. I'm not going to mention any names, but. One of the stations here is just, I don't know, it would sicken you, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're telling people to be afraid or something like to that matter, you know, stay home, don't participate in this.
Yeah, you might be designated an unlawful enemy combatant and sent to Gitmo without habeas corpus.
Yeah, it's bad enough that the Republicans are doing the fear thing, you know, now we've got it on our side too,
yeah.
So it's. You know, it's not fun.
Well, Art, you may not be fearless, but you're showing that you're not afraid, and I'm glad to see that.
Definitely.
All right, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
And please do express yourself tomorrow and give W my regards.
Oh, yeah. And Taught USA is where they can click on the map there if they want to get an exact map of how to get up there. It's up 40 miles out of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Great.
To the east.
All right. Thanks for the call, Art.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Now to Big Sur along the coast. It's Donna. Hello, Donna. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hello, Peter. Well, first of all, I want to say, of course, I'm very concerned about the scandal that's going on with Foley. It's another example of the Republican denial things, which leads me into the main point I want to make today and ask you about is the book by Bob Woodward. One of the main points that has come out of that, and it seems that they're almost using the Foley scandal to do a smokescreen about this.
Yes.
Well,
they would never do that, but
no,
I'm just going to let that go.
But,
yeah.
However, it seems that Condoleezza Rice has had a memory lapse that Bob Woodward said that she had information about the 911 attack, and she decided to be polite, but was not that interested.
Well, to be specific, George Tenet called her without an appointment on July 10th, 2001, and said, I've got urgent information, and can I stop by? She said yes. He and Kofor Black met with her, laid out the threat, Al-Qaeda intercepts and things of that sort, and she said, gentlemen, have a great afternoon. And now that this has been recounted, there are two complications. Condi says she's got amnesia, and the 9/11 Commission wants to talk to Rice and Tenet and say, you never told, you know, either one of you never suggested that that occurred in any way, shape, or form. And that is critical, pivotal information that should have been provided to the 9/11 Commission, which the Bush administration obstructed in its formation, operation, and Rice's participation.
Thank you for that. And it's even more overwhelming when you think, what will they ignore next time?
Yeah, Donna, thank you. Got to take a break.
Bye.
More calls coming up next. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I'm your humble host, Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
For whatever legal advice you need, go to Lawyers on Duty. Whether it's for your estate planning, divorce, custody, probate, or a living trust, Lawyers on Duty has experienced attorneys with realistic fees. There's no need to go anywhere else. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available, knowledgeable, and affordable. Located in the courtyard behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, Monterey. Lawyers on Duty open every weekday 9 to 5. Call Lawyers on Duty, 375-5100, 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Hello, this is Al Moore with More Imported Cars in Monterey. Automobile enthusiasts know that the world's finest vehicles are manufactured within sight of the Alps. They include our Mercedes, BMW, and Porsches. These are the marks of dreams, and they're the very automobiles that we specialize in at More Imported Cars, located at 999 Del Monte Avenue in Monterey, right by Windows on the Bay. Stop by More Imported Cars and check out this week's special.
A 1987 Mercedes-Benz 560 SL Red Coupe Convertible with Palomino Interior. Equipped with all options, this is a low-budget collector car, specially priced this week, only $14,900.
For more information, browse to moreimports.com, that's M-O-H-R, or call us at 373-3131, that's 373-3131.
children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
I know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show in the Free Speech Zone. I wanna know what you're thinking, and I can't read your mind. And unlike the Bush administration, I can't intercept your communications or send a white van to check on your movements. I can, however, accept your telephone call, and I'll pay for it. My toll-free lines are open now, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You got that? We've got new listeners, so I'm going to repeat it, 888-573-8372. And you know the game. We take your calls on any subject, from any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice, and I'd love to hear from you today. We've been talking about the Mark Foley scandal, and I just got an email from Shelley Pingree, who is the head of Common Cause USA, and she said that Common Cause is calling on Speaker Hastert in the House to bring the House back in session to hold a public hearing to disclose all information in their possession about the handling of sexually explicit emails by former Representative Mark Foley to former and current House pages, and to establish an outside ethics commission to provide ethics, oversight, and enforcement of a body that has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt it is incapable of policing itself. This is quite an opportunity, and I applaud Shelley Pingree and Common Cause for seizing this moment, because we've got to do everything we can to fight the ethical problems and these scandals in Washington. They've papered over the travel problems, you know, the free junkets from Jack Abramoff, by saying that they won't take any until next year. They claim they've cleaned up the earmark process, but as the New York Times details today, even Democrats like John Murtha are knee-deep in the mess of earmarks. And until we have an outside ethics committee that has real power to enforce the rules of the House on itself, I don't think we'll ever get to the problem. And as they say, self-policing is not about to work. So Common Cause has set up a petition. You can log on to commoncause.org/enoughisenough. That's www.commoncause.org/enoughisenough. And you can add your signature to their petition to Speaker Hastert. And I think it's a great idea. We'll see if we can get Shelley Pingree on the program sometime in the next few days. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my true pleasure to present the return of Tommy Panic. I don't know where he's been or why it's been so long. He is, in fact, our in-depth, low-budget, undercover, dumpster-diving, investigative reporter. Mr. Panic, where are you today?
Peter, location undisclosed for my safety, but I will say that I'm seeing the same white vans that you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there like a whole swarm of them?
I'd call it a fleet.
A fleet.
Yeah. I think there's a helicopter. I don't know. I'd rather not reveal my location.
That's fine. We've got you tracked on the GPS phone anyway. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, what do you got for us, Tommy?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I do a lot of digging, and we try to go beyond some of the big stories that are out there. And recently doing a little bit of research in our nation's capital. There's so many agencies in Washington, you know, all these alphabet soup agencies that nobody knows really what the hell they do. But you've got like the CIA dealing with foreign affairs, the FBI handling domestic issues. You got the NSA, which is bigger than the FBI and the CIA combined.
Yeah.
That nobody even knows what they do. So yeah, I did a little bit more digging, and I have uncovered until now a secret agency whose goal it is to control all Americans. This thing is called the Department of Distraction and Deception.
The triple D's?
Have you heard of that? DDD. Exactly.
No, I've never heard a thing about it.
Okay, well, probably not, because I'm breaking a story here. Here's what it is. The administration, they've not only tapped into the nation's voracious appetite for celebrity, but they've also partly created it. And it's very interesting. I mean, we know that society is obsessed with celebrity, and like how fame and infamy have kind of morphed into the same thing. And what they do here, what the DDD does, is they take advantage. They even manipulate this phenomenon. Peter, I'm going back to the year 1994. O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Now wait a minute. Are you telling me O.J. didn't kill Nicole?
He did, but O.J. was hypnotized. This was just research by the DDD. This was an experiment to see if the American public could be distracted. And yet CNN taking the bait and just running with it. And since then, what's happened? We've seen Fox News. We've seen MSNBC burst onto the scene just in hopes of slanted coverage that's going to have some appeal to just about everyone.
Well, and it spawned these gross personalities like Greta Van Susteren and Rita Cosby, and I want to just gag.
Yeah, I don't get the Rita Cosby thing. Does she have throat cancer? Or what is with that voice? But that's not. I'm trying to break a story here, Peter.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, let's get back to business here. So, I mean, basically, you've got this department going out there, hiring some people, hypnotizing others, but taking advantage of celebrity. I mean, just the other day, you had the Terrell Owens suicide story.
Yeah, right.
You know, all of a sudden, that thing's like on CNN. It's all over. I got CNBC on in the morning. They're talking about T.O. trying to kill himself. It was incredible. I mean, the administration basically got T.O. on the payroll. I mean, you know, everybody loves black people, right? Black people are cool. Got to get a cool black guy. So T.O. is the cool black guy. He's working for the cause, working for the man. I mean, why do you think he lives in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
And so all outlets seize on this story, and all of a sudden, hey, no one's covering Iraq. No one's talking about Iraq all of a sudden.
That's true.
Pretty good. Then, I mean, you might remember, it's been about a month, maybe, Steve Irwin.
Right. Now, wait. Are you telling me Steve Irwin was working for the Department of Distraction and Deception?
No. No, Steve Irwin, they will not hire a foreign person, but the stingray that killed him was. I mean, and so all of a sudden the animal guy's gone. All media focuses on that instead of torture, which at the time was very much in the news. And, hey, during that week, we learned more about the stingray than anything taking place in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Gibson, another Australian, hypnotized into throwing out the Jewish slurs, and voila, no one's talking about immigration, which itself was created by the DDD, intended to be a diversion, but started to take on a little bit too much of a life of its own.
Now, Tommy, I'm spinning here a little bit, because how do we discern the difference between some sort of DDD-spun fantasy and reality? Or is reality no longer necessary?
Yeah, it's not necessary. It's somewhat irrelevant. I mean, John Mark Carr, remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
The Ed Grimley-looking guy who confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey? This guy's a former CIA operative. Just taking one for the team. And you know, I'll leave you with this, and this really just came up recently in my research. Mark Foley, you know him.
Oh, we know too much about him now.
Yes. Mark Foley, he wasn't hypnotized. He did it willingly. But Mark Foley was trying to hook up with teen boys to serve his country and to serve his administration. And so next time basically a celebrity or some tabloid story dominates the headlines,
right,
don't necessarily take it at face value.
All right, Tommy. This is immense. It really is.
All right.
You've broken it.
Peace, Peter.
Thank you very much. That's Tommy Panik, our in-depth undercover low-budget investigative reporter. Believe it or don't. Lines are open right now, toll-free for you at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Here's a story we've been covering over the last few weeks relating to a controversial provision in the latest defense authorization bill, the extra $70 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan. This was the item that would have permitted chaplains to offer non-sectarian prayer at mandatory non-denominational events. I've got to say that again because I think I screwed it up. This would allow chaplains to offer sectarian prayers. In other words, if you're a Baptist, you could give a Baptist prayer at mandatory non-denominational events. Now, you just listen to that language. It would permit somebody of a certain faith to express that faith in an explicit way at events where participation is not optional, and these are billed as non-denominational events. And I'm relieved that this bill that was sponsored by Duncan Hunter, a right-winger from Southern California, has been shelved for now. It appears it'll be back, maybe in the next Congress, probably not in the lame duck session. But this is an issue that the religious right in this country has been championing, and it has caused huge problems, particularly at the military academies. And tomorrow on our program, Mikey Weinstein, who's a very interesting man, he rose to the level of Judge Advocate General in the Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy himself. He has, I believe, two children who have graduated from military academies, and one of those married a woman who graduated from the Air Force Academy, and his youngest child is currently enrolled at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. And he has opposed this regulation, frankly, because he's Jewish. And he does not want to see his children or others forced into required religious expression of a Christian nature. And I can't blame him. And likewise, I believe that those who are unchurched, who do not wish to express a faith, or who may be agnostic or atheist, have the same right for freedom from the religious views of others being imposed upon them. So this is at least a momentary victory for the forces of reason and those of us who believe that separation of church and state is a very healthy and constitutional move. We're going to take a break and return for more of your phone calls here in the Free Speech Zone. Don't be shy. Get on the line right now. I've got lines open at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. You can also send me an email. It's simple, peter@peterbcollins.com. And this is it, the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Nancy.
And we're from the Potting Shed.
In Aptos. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn, but if you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find.
The barn has a lot of charm. People tend to come there just because the atmosphere is really nice.
Then they'll come and have a cup of tea, bring their dog if they have one. All the dogs who visit know exactly where the cookie jar is. So it's that kind of a place. See, people feel very comfortable.
When we started, we were just strictly a garden shop with pots and plants, but we had to evolve through the years because nobody needed pots and plants in the middle of winter. So we started adding things, and now it's a full-fledged gift shop.
We work very hard to try and find things that are unusual and eclectic and well-priced. That's what our customers want. We're open from 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m., from 7 to 8, every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Dennis Donahue tiene una visión de Salinas como una gran ciudad y un plan para realizarlo. Dennis Donahue se ha ganado la confianza y el endorso de la Asociación de Policías de Salinas, la Asociación de Alguaciles del Condado de Monterrey, la Organización de Policías y Alguaciles de California y la Asociación Nacional de Oficiales Latinos. Imagínese una gran ciudad. Vote por Dennis Donahue para alcalde de Salinas.
Soy Dennis Donahue y yo aprobé este mensaje.
Let's take a look at your ride home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Our biggest problem is still our problem in Hecker Pass, westbound Highway 152 at Sprig Lake. The stalled big rig has been there all afternoon. Big rigs aren't allowed on that area in the first place, so it's blocking the westbound lanes. The big wait is on a very large tow truck to arrive. You can expect some large delays in that area where it is cars are getting around on the shoulder. Meanwhile, in Sand City, northbound 1 before Fremont Boulevard, an accident off to the right-hand shoulder. Slow traffic along Highway 1 northbound side from Santa Cruz. From Ocean Street in Santa Cruz to Capitola, and honestly even slow from the Capitola area as you make your way towards Monterey. Let's look at, it's all brought to you this time around by Mattress Discounters. Now during Mattress Discounters Pillow Top Sale, you'll save up to $400 on Sealy Posturepedic Pillow Top. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for a lot less. I'm Alex Daly, and that's traffic on KRXA 540.
The Peter B. Collins Show, into the home stretch here in the free speech zone. No takers on the line right now, but you can change that. Pick up the phone, give us a call. It'll be a short wait on hold, and all of our listeners will know what you're thinking. 888-5-PETER-B is my number. That's 888-573-8372, or more simply, 888-5-PETER-B. Now, earlier this hour, we told you more salacious details about Mark Foley, the recently resigned Republican congressman from Florida. And we played you that very embarrassing clip now where he told John Walsh of America's Most Wanted that, these predators deserve to be caught and DNA samples taken. And if I were one of those sickos, he said, I'd be worried about America's Most Wanted being on to me. Well, he checked into rehab, but, you know that the dung is going to hit the fan eventually, and this is going to become quite a story this fall. And in the interest of fairness, I want to point out that there is a detailed front-page story in the New York Times today relating to John P. Murtha of Pennsylvania. Now, Jack Murtha has surfaced over the last 2 years as an outspoken critic of the Bush administration on the war in Iraq. He's a decorated veteran from Vietnam. He's a huge man. And he has deep credentials that link him to the military. But as the Times exposes today, and as we first reported last week, when John Murtha was named to the ethically challenged list that now has gone beyond the dozen at Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, what we learned there is that he has cronies who used to work for him as employees, staff members, who are now lobbyists, and there's been a revolving door and trading of favors. Well, the details in the Times today go beyond that. And what the New York Times reports is that Murtha has a small group of supporters, mostly Democrats, whose votes he can pretty well deliver. And he delivers them to the Republican leadership of the House to give himself greater advantage and more power to earmark money and get that pork barrel spending delivered to his district or the districts of his friends. And some of this is pretty damaging. Here's a quote from David Obey, a principled Democrat from Wisconsin, and he's the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee. He said earmarks are used as internal bribery in order to get members to vote for a piece of legislation they wouldn't ordinarily give 2 minutes to. And Mirtha is very good at this kind of horse trading and arm twisting. According to Steve Ellis at Taxpayers for Common Sense, Mirtha delivers Democrats for key votes, which increases his clout and ability to get more earmarks, which then increases his ability to get Democratic votes. So it's a cycle of horse trading of votes for horse trading of earmarks. For example, Mirtha has often led members from his party to vote for procedural rules that limit potential amendments or debate on Republican bills, votes that typically follow party loyalty. And Dick Armey, the former Republican majority leader, he said that he would often hear his party strategists say, well, Mirtha will get us more votes. And there are sometimes threats involved. According to James Moran, a Virginia Democrat who sits on a subcommittee and is in Mirtha's group, if Jack Mirtha tells you he needs your vote, then you would have to think very hard before not delivering it. There are just too many chits out there. And John Mirtha's patronage has transformed Johnstown, Pennsylvania, the seat of his district, into a national hub of defense businesses. Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman. He even built a contractor from scratch going back to 1988. He got the University of Pittsburgh to set up a nonprofit that could use Navy money to establish a center for excellence in Johnstown. And the Times shows a photograph of a rally of his supporters last weekend in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And one of them is holding up a sign that says, Welcome to Johnstown. So I'm really sad to see this. I knew that Jack Mirtha had these kinds of issues. For example, he was named several years ago as one of the top recipients of cash, campaign cash, from the defense contractors. He also is one of the top recipients of money from the Star Wars contractors, you know, that phony missile defense system that's such a boondoggle. And so I've always had kind of a mixed feeling for him as the leader of the Out of Iraq movement. Now, there is an Out of Iraq caucus in the House. I don't believe he's a member of it. It's led by Lynn Woolsey and Barbara Lee of California. Still, when he spoke up, people stopped and paid attention. And I'm sorry now that he appears to be not quite Duke Cunningham. There is no evidence that Jack Mirtha has accepted bribes. But he did operate with the fast and loose, kind of power-hungry, as I mentioned, horse-trading approach that has led to a story like this today. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this one leads. Back to your calls now. Laura in Eureka, thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Peter. I'm really not calling about the topic that you've just been talking about, though it's very interesting. But
well, you know, on this show you can talk about anything you want.
Well, I did hear that you had a few minutes, and I wanted to, something I've thought about calling often about, I wanted to tell you about something that had happened just before the first presidential election for George W. Bush. And I actually was listening to the radio,
mm-hmm.
and someone came on the radio, I don't know who it was, and I kind of perked up my ears a little bit, and this person said, well, I have a prediction of what I think is going to be happening with this current presidential election. And I kind of half listened, and he said that, number one, there would be a major scandal in the election involving one state, and a very close election, and the Republican would win. And then he said, upon the Republican taking office, he didn't name George W. Bush, but he said that we would then be engaged in a war with one country in the Middle East, and that war would escalate to a number of countries to the point where we would be involved in a religious war worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of laughed and thought, yeah, right, you know. And then after the first election, and we had a major scandal, and George W. Bush, you know, was placed in office by the Supreme Court, and then we invaded Iraq, and of course Afghanistan happened. I'm getting a bit nervous after hearing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a well-educated person, and I don't necessarily believe in predictions.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very strange that this person, you know, made these statements. So I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Well, let me, if you like to read,
yeah.
Let me suggest there were three books published in the 1990s by William Strauss and Neil Howe. The first one was called Generations. I can't remember the title of the second one. I think the third one was called either The Third or Fourth Turning. And this is an analysis of American history based on the generational cycle. And what they were able to do, and this does not involve astrology or Nostradamus or psychics or auras or anything like that, they tracked the cycle in American history as generational changes occurred. And they came up with a basically five-generation cycle. And from that, they were able to predict, they were able to see the cycle of war and peace, the cycle of economic prosperity and downturns. And from that, they made a series of predictions about the aught years of this new century. And when I first read them in the mid-90s, I said, the stock market's going to decline. We're going to be at war by 2004. Come on, guys. I don't believe that.
Wow.
And so I invite you to go to the library or buy the books and go back over them, because one of these days I'm going to get Strauss and Howe on the program so that we can review some of their predictions, and maybe they can tell us a little bit about what they see coming next.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, Laura, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
And just before we wrap up the show and Trigger comes to take me on my ride off into the sunset, I just got this notice by email today that the fall classes for men are starting next week, and they include these subjects: how to fill up the ice trays step by step with a slide presentation, the toilet paper roll, does it change itself? Another class offering is it possible to urinate using the technique of lifting the seat and avoiding the floor, walls, and nearby bathtub? There's group practice involved there. The fourth offering, fundamental differences between the laundry hamper and the floor, with pictures and explanatory graphics. Another one is after-dinner dishes. Can they levitate and fly into the kitchen sink? Examples will be provided on video. And one more class, learning how to find things. Start with looking in the right places and not turning the house upside down while screaming. That's an open forum. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I'm going to do this again tomorrow, same time, same stations. I hope you'll join me. I'm Peter B.
Happy trails to you until...
Pacific Grove Liquors is the one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, spirits, and beers at very reasonable prices. Whether you seek the ideal California or imported wine, quality distilled spirits like top shelf tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and premium vodkas, PG Liquors is your beverage outlet. Love beer? PG Liquors boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales and lagers, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand your wine, beer, and liquor store.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
We at KRXA want to thank you for your support of our advertisers. Together, we're working as a community to help take America back. Keep thinking outside the box and call us with any ideas and comments anytime. Tell your friends about KRXA, and together, we'll help change the direction of this great nation. Working as a team, we're making a difference, and it's needed now more than ever. I'm Sheila Gale. Thank you for listening to Progressive Talk, AM 540, KRXA.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It started as a beautiful fall day in the Amish town of Nickel Mine, Pennsylvania.
You wonder how it can happen in a village like Nickel Mine.
Tonight, millions of Americans are wondering the same thing. Why did a man armed with guns, knives, tools, and equipment barricade himself inside a one-room schoolhouse and shoot 11 Amish girls before taking his own life? Three of the children died, eight are in critical condition, and State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller is trying to get inside Charles Roberts' head.
This was a premeditated hostage scenario where I believe, based on what the investigators have so far, he intended to not to walk out of there alive, but he also intended to kill innocent victims.
Miller says Roberts left notes for his family and, in a phone call to his wife, said he was taking revenge for something that happened 20 years ago.
I'm Mark Noller, traveling with the president. A spokeswoman describes Mr. Bush as deeply saddened and troubled by the latest school shootings and by other recent episodes of school violence. Reporters aboard Air Force One